Mishnah where? Mishnah Chulin. The Gemara in the middle of the middle right smack in the middle of Kuf Yud Dalar on the day, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Chulin that says Yontav Shecholius Erev Shabbos Tokim Velo Mabdilim. When you go from a Kodesh Kal to a Kodesh Chamor, you don't say Havdalah. You only say Havdalah when you go from a Kodesh to Chol, a Kodesh Chamor to a Kodesh Kal. When you go from Kodesh Chamor to Kodesh Kal, then you say Lahavdim in Kodesh LaKodesh. When you go from Kodesh to Chol, you say Lahavdim in Kodesh LaChol, Mavdim in Kodesh LaChol. So you only say Havdalah when it Yontif is on Moitoi Shabbos. When Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, you don't say Havdalah in between Yontif and Shabbos because you're going up on the level of Kedusha. And then Tokim means on Erev Shabbos, you blow shofar to represent Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't believe in Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. No Tosefes Shabbos at all. I never looked it up. Does he quote any of these dinim about blowing shofar? Says that he does. So what does he do with this? Where's Perikei Hilchos Shabbos? Perikei Hilchos Shabbos. So what does he... The Rambam is not going with Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. So what does he quote all the dinim of Tkiyah Shofar for? He says, any Jewish community, Perikei Halacha Yitches. Kol Medinas Yerushal Yisrael, large cities, small cities, Tokim Behem Sheish, Tkiyos Be'er Shabbos. And you blow from a rooftop or from a mountaintop in order that everybody should be able to hear. Tkiyah Shofar is known to have a pirsum. That's what Tosfos speaks about also. You have to have a pirsum, so you should blow from a high location. Kedei lashmiya l'chol anshei amdinu l'chol anshei amigrosh shelo. Kiri shayno, you get all the people in the farms to stop doing melacha. Then the second key, they're closing down more and more and more. So according to the Rambam, this is just an announcement. You better start closing everything. It's not yet a Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. According to the Rambam, these are just announcements, recommendation cases, but it's not really Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. It's not really, because the Rambam is not Goros the whole din of Tosefes Shabbos. Then the Rambam writes Halacha Chof that in addition to the three tkiyas that you blow on Erev Shabbos in every Jewish community, to notify the people in the fields, in the shops, and at home. The first key is to notify the people in the fields that they should stop doing their work, they should go into the city. Second key is the people who live in the city, that they have shops, so they should close their shops. They should go home and take a shower. Third key is that it's almost time to ben shlicht. This is the correct key of shlicht, so it's time to ben shlicht and put on the blech and get ready. But it's not really a Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. But then he says, in addition to the tkiyas on Erev Shabbos, v'chein tokim b'moitzoi Shabbos achaseis ha'kachovim la'atir ha'om lima aseihem. You blow shofar on Moitzoi Shabbos to notify everybody that Shabbos is over. We do it on Moitzoi Yom Kippur to notify everybody that Yom Kippur is over. The Rambam understood from the Gemara. We'll have to see the Gemara. Rambam understood from the Gemara that on every Motzoi Shabbos and every, I guess, Motzoi Yom Tov, every Motzoi Yom Kippur, it blows shofar kedei lahatir ha'om le'maaseihem. Yom Kippur shecholi is the erev Shabbos. Lo hayu tokim. Yeah, according to the Rambam, I understand why. The whole idea of tkiyah shofar is to notify the farmers that they should stop doing the work on the farm. And the second tkiyah is to notify the shopkeepers that they should close the shops. No, on Yom Kippur Shecholius, if you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, so of course you don't blow shofar in between. There are no farmers doing any work on the farms on the first day, and there's nobody keeping their shops open either, and no one is benching lift either. You're not allowed to bench lift, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. So what are you going to... No one's putting on a blech, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur, so you don't need any of the kiyas. According to the Rambam, that Tkiyah Shofar is not for the purpose of Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. He doesn't believe in Tosefes Shabbos. Not Minatar, not Midrabbanan, not even Chal, zero, nothing. So I understand very well the din. Yom Kippur Shchaliyah Be'er Shabbos Lo Hayu Tokim. And Chaliyah B'Matzoi Shabbos also Lo Tokim. In either direction, you don't blow Shofar in between the two. I understand according to the Rambam, why? Chalias b'matzai Shabbos also lo tokim v'lo mavdilin. You don't say havdala. What is this? If Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, on our calendar it never happens, okay? If Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, lo tokim v'lo mavdilin. You don't say havdala. You don't say havdala. Hi, but you're going down from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. So he quotes this then, the Bryce on the top line, Yom Kippur, you don't say Havdalah, not in this direction, not in that direction. You don't say Havdalah. They're both on the same level of Kodesh. Okay. Yom Tov Shechali is Be'er Shabbos Tokin, the Lo Mavdilim. Why is Tokin? You have to let the people know. It's time to put on the Blech and to Benchlich. Because on Yom Tov you do Benchlich for Shabbos. And on Yom Tov you do put up food on the Blech for Shabbos. Okay, so the Rambam we understand. The Rambam understands that Kiyas Shofar is not a Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos. It's just an announcement that everybody should stop doing Melacha. But the Sugya here is not understanding it like that. Sugya takes it that the Kiyas Shofar, I think so, Pashup Shah, that Kiyas Shofar on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Erev Yom Kippur represents Tosefes Shabbos Ayidei HaTzibur, Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos. What he mechuyev to. Maybe you're not obligated to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, but at least it's chal. So there's such a thing as Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur that it's chal. So that was the Gemara's discussion. If you have two yomim mekudoshim to the same extent, so it's not shaykh to have Tosefes Shabbos. How do you do Tosefes Shabbos? The person is shovis memelocha before the day comes in. So if the both days have the same degree of kedusha, the same degree of isa melocha. You have Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same. There's no heter echal nefesh on either of them. So what shaykh to say on the first day you got to be ma'aseh mechoel ala kodesh, the second day? Everything that's also the second day is also on the first day. It's equal, it's the same. So that's what the braisa starts off on the top line. Yom Kippur shcholiz ber Shabbos. Lo ho you tokim. Moitzah Shabbos lo ho you mavdilim. Havdalah is only when you go down. Here you're going same level. So there's no havdalah. It doesn't matter. This direction, that direction. Doesn't matter what the Yom Kippur is on Erev Shabbos, on Matzoi Shabbos, you never say Havdalah, and you never do Tosefes Shabbos. So Rav Zera says, when I still lived in Bavel, I always thought Divrei HaKoel Hi, it's Bein L'Rav Akiva, Bein L'Rav Shmuel, it's not involved in the Machlokes, Kislik Nalos, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, one of the Rabbanim commented, Rav Akiva Hi, that Bryce only follows Rav Akiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Chal v'Shabbos ain't craving Yom Kippur, Chal v'Yom Kippur ain't craving Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the beds on this way, on that way, you're not allowed to. So they're both on the same level. So this Chacham from Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda Breda, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, was teaching this Braisa, and he taught that it only follows Rabbi Kiva's opinion, because if you would hold like Rabbi Shmuel, since he holds Chal v'Shabbos craving Yom Kippur, and Chal v'Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos, so the Gemara says, I ought to say that what? When Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, Niska, let be Mekabel Tosefes, Shabbos, a little before Shabbos, and what will, we should be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, early, and what is it going to change? What Allah is going to change? So the Gemara says, it'll change a little bit, that at least in the Beis HaMikdash, you will know Allah. There's no heter echal nefesh, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. So how are you going to demonstrate the shvisim and melacha during this man of Tosefes? That's the whole ikar of Tosefes Shabbos. The shvisim and melacha. But they call it kai shvisim and melacha because of Yom Kippur. They'll demonstrate it because chel v'yom kippur are craving the Yom Kippur. Chel v'yom kippur are not craving the Shabbos. So if he's going to be mekabel Shabbos an hour early, half an hour early, before Shkia on Friday afternoon, then he will have to stop haktores emurim of the chel v'yom kippur. So the Gemara asks, why not be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos and advertise and announce the Kabbalah of Tosefes Shabbos? You can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos without announcing to the whole world. There are people in Washington Heights on Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. They don't blow shofar. Private Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara asks, why don't we go public? Why don't we make a public demonstration that we're Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? Because there is something that's also on Shabbos in Mutar Yom Kippur, namely, Chel the Yom Kippur, craving the Yom Kippur, and then I craving the Shabbos. So that's the Gemara's Kasha Liska, not a Kasha, this Yehuda Bray, the Rav Shimon ben Pazi in Eretz Yisrael didn't ask a Kasha. He just said the Braisa on the top line that says that you don't blow shofar when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos. So he said that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. The dinim are exactly the same. But if one would have held, so we happen to hold like Rabbi Akiva, so it's good. But if one would have held like Rabbi Shmuel, Liska, then the proper practice should be that you should be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos, and you should even advertise it publicly. But Blang Shofar Keechad the Levi Yadi, in order to, what do you need the Pirsum of Tkiya Shofar for? Why don't you just recommend to all the private people? I mean, the whole Nafkamin is a very slight one. It doesn't, for the Hamayin Nam, it doesn't make a difference. Whether Shabbos, Yom Kippur, everything is the same. It's a slight Nafkamin in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chelve Yom Kippur, I crave be Yom Kippur, but as soon as you Mekabel Tais Shabbos, you have to stop being mocked to the Chalom. And if it would have been another year when it's going to be the reverse, Yom Kippur is going to fall out on a Sunday, then you will not be able to, Yom Kippur will fall out on a Sunday, then you will even be able to continue to be mocked to the Chelve Shabbos all night long of Yom Kippur. Because we're only going to blow Shofar this way, when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos. When it falls on Mitzvah Shabbos, we're not going to blow Shofar. The blowing of the Shofar represents a piercing of the Kabbalah's Tosef Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, so why don't we blow Shofar? We blow Shofar all over the world. We should blow Shofar all over the world. They're only in Beis HaMikdash. The Pirsum is only relevant to the Beis HaMikdash with respect to the Haktoras Emurim. So that's the Kasha. So why don't we blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? All over the world we should recommend to everybody they should be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. How are they going to demonstrate the Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos? All over the world there's no way to demonstrate it. What do you mean? Shvisim HaMalacha. What Shvisim HaMalacha? Everything is the same. The only place it's Shaykh to demonstrate it is in Beis HaMikdash, no? They'll stop being mocked to the Chel V'Yom Kippur. We'll recommend to everybody an hour before, half an hour before the Shkia, Amatzoy Yom Kippur, everybody should be Mekabel Tosef and Shabbos and stop. Well, we'll encourage all the Kohanim, hurry up and finish Haktori Seim Morim, because we're going to declare Tosef and Shabbos. So that was the Kasha. Liska, let's blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is Shaykh to accept Tosef and Shabbos. And let's blow Shofar to be Mefarsim. That all of the Kohanim, that there's a Tosef Shabbos like they are Tzibur. The whole Kahal HaKohanim on the Kabbal Tosef Shabbos, and they'll know that it's only in this direction, not in that direction. This guy, Ke'echad the Levi Yadid, the Chavi Shabbos Kreivim B'Yoyim HaKippurim. Tosfos points out, shouldn't the Girsah say the reverse? This morning I was interested in looking in the Zigduke Soifrim to see if there's a girsa that says the way Tosfos says it shouldn't say. Liska, it should have said, Liska, you should blow Shofar, that the Kohanim should know that they should stop Haktoras Emurim an hour before Shabbos. They shouldn't continue to burn Emurim all Yom Kippur. Chelva Yom Kippurim, Kreivim Yom Kippurim. So the last half hour of Yom Kippur, if you Mekabel Shabbos, because tonight, Matzah Yom Kippur is going to be Shabbos, they can no longer burn Emurim. That really, the Gemara should have really said, Liska, let's blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, Ke'echad the Levi Yadi, the Chel B'Yom HaKippurim, Eino Kreivim B'Shabbos. That's what it should have said. So I checked, there is no Girsa that time. There is no such Girsa. So that's what Taisus says, but why shouldn't the Gemara have said that? That's what the Gemara should have been driving at. You should blow Shofar, and the Shofar will represent Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos on behalf of all of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Blow Shofar in Beis HaMikdash. It should be a Tosef Shabbos for all of them. Chutz la Beis HaMikdash, there's no way to be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. There's nothing, there's no Shvisim HaMalacha you can do. This is a Mishnah. The Mishnah Brura was not written like the Rambam. The Rambam is written in a very precise style. And the Rambam, the Reis HaKelim all assumed that every word in the Rambam is to be taken was written with care, and it's to be taken as a chosen word. He means dafka like that. Mishnah Brura writes better than we write, but he writes barichas. He doesn't necessarily, he didn't intend that you should be medayik in every word. That's why a lot of people don't realize that. They medayik every sneeze of the Mishnah Brura. You have to read a long paragraph, and then you see he didn't say that. He has an expression, he quotes one achon, he quotes another achon, he's quoting. So then he touches it up later on. Sometimes he never gets to touch it up. So he's quoting things, it's not always so precise. So there is a lashon in the Mishnah Brura when he talks about Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos. He sounds like he says you should say the Teh. So one of the recent Svarim that was printed in Eretz Yisrael around 50, 60 years ago, he writes, oh, you see from the holy words of the Mishnah Brura, what is it, the Rebbe Shlomo, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking at Hasina. See from the words of the Mishnah Brura that Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos needs Amira B'Teh. Why? Because Midin Neder. And the neder is a din you need levate b'sasai. I nidre mitzvah we paskin achal balei. So there is such an opinion that Tosef is Shabbos de Levush. The Taz quotes, great Goyen, during his lifetime the Levush was a great Goyen. So Ramot Chayafer, so he quotes, the Levush was of the opinion that Tosef is Shabbos and midin neder. The Kabbalah neder, that's what the Levush holds. If somebody was Makabal Tosef Shabbos, then later on he realizes that it's not that he's in big trouble, he can be Mata Neder, he can undo the Tosef Shabbos. That's very surprising. That's why the Taz quotes the Levush, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz quotes the Levush, said the Teretz is, the Nedarim Halach HaChaloshim HaNeyodim, whatever you accept, it goes. So if you're Makabal Tosef Shabbos, you can be Makabal for 35 Malachas and the other 4 not. You can be Makabal for 4 Malachas and 39 not. You can be Makabal whatever you want. So the Bush says that's the reason why you're still allowed to ask other people to do malacha for you during the Zman of Tosef Shabbos, because Atkadei Kach he never accepted. But in Dorm Halacha Achaloshim Liyodim, the whole Kabbalah of Tosef Shabbos is Midin Neder. There's no strict halacha, so it all depends what people have in mind. And it's an Umdin Nemuchach that people have in mind, Tosef Shabbos, they're not going to do malacha. But you're going to tell me Tosef Shabbos, they're not going to ask someone else to do malacha for them, that's too much. So they never included them. So the Pashtus is not like the Levush. What? It's a din, neder, mitzvah. What the Gemara learn out from Sukkim, Tosef, Shabbos? You should take a neder. You should take the neder. So if you take the neder, so it should be all the way. What do you mean? It all depends what you have in mind. So what happened to the whole Sukkim and the Chumash? So the whole thing, the whole Levush is difficult. And then the Mishnah Brura never accepted that Levush. He doesn't quote that. He doesn't quote yes. He doesn't quote no. So just because he says he should say, Harei Mekabel like Dush Ayom Shal Shabbos, he writes up something like that. He doesn't emphasize it, he just in passing he says like that. He should abstain from halacha, and he should say he's doing it l'shem Shabbos. The Pashtus is that the Mishnah Brura is not accepting such an opinion. The Pashtus is that the way to do Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos is by abstaining from halacha l'shem Shabbos. There's some people abstain from halacha in the middle of Shia. Some people are writing, other people not writing, they're just listening. So it's Tosef Shabbos? No, of course not. They don't have a mind l'shem Tosef Shabbos. But if it's late on Friday afternoon and they abstain from halacha on purpose, the shame Tosef Shabbos. So that's the Tosef Shabbos. So outside of the Beis Hamikdash Mistama is not Shaykh. When you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, it's not Shaykh to demonstrate in any fashion that you're abstaining from Locha L'Shem Tosef Shabbos. What? Everything that's also on Shabbos, also on Yom Kippur. In the Beis Hamikdash, that's the Kasha. Liska, in the Beis Hamikdash, we should be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. And we should be mefarsim it by blowing shofar. You could have been mekabel Tosef Shabbos without advertising. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Mekabel Tosef Shabbos and don't advertise. But the Gemara thought that it goes together. Let's be mekabel Tosef Shabbos and let's be tokeya. In order that everybody should know that what? So the sentence should have finished. In order that they should know that in the last half hour of this Yom Kippur, which is Erev Shabbos, we're not going to be makta the Emur Yom Kippur. Because chel the Yom Kippur, I'm not craving Mishab, but it doesn't say that. That's the problem. So Tosis explains if you wouldn't have been Tokeya, if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday or on Sunday, you would not be Tokeya in either direction. So then the message conveyed would be that they're both on the same level of Kedusha, and you're not going up. And you're not being Mechabal any extra Dinim. So then I would have thought, well, if they're both on the same level, so I would have, this would lead me to believe like Rabbi Akiva, the Chavi Shabbos are not craving me, Yom Kippur. Chavi Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos. So by blowing shofar, if I would not blow shofar, if I would not blow shofar on late in the afternoon of Yom Kippur when it's Erev Shabbos, if I would not blow shofar, and I would also likewise not blow shofar late in the afternoon of Shabbos when Matzoy Shabbos is Yom Kippur, not blow shofar in either case, so this would lead me to believe that Chavi Shabbos and I crave me Yom Kippur, Chavi Yom Kippur and I crave me Shabbos. So you can't say, let's blow shofar late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, Shechavi is Be'er Shabbos. All of the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash will know that they're not allowed to be makdir a Muri Yom Kippur on Shabbos of the Zman of Tosef Shabbos. No. If you won't blow shofar in either direction, whether Yom Kippur falls Friday or Sunday, you'll also think that Chel v'Shabbos not crave me Yom Kippur, Chel v'Yom Kippur not crave me Shabbos. So you can't say that the blowing of the shofar will be an indication that'll tip them off that they should stop being mocked at the Chel v'Yom Kippur. They would have stopped anyway, even if you wouldn't blow shofar. They would have stopped when it comes Yom Kippur. When it comes Shabbos. Right, but here the kasha is Liska, let's blow shofar to advertise that now it's Tosefta Shabbos. The last half hour is Tosefta Shabbos. Now you have to stop being Makta Dimur. If you don't blow shofar, you're not advertising the Tosefas. So true, Tosefta, what Tosefta says is true. This will mislead everyone into believing that Shabbos Yom Kippur are on equal footing, like Rabbi Akiva says. This is within Rabbi Shmuel we're talking. Someone will misunderstand, and they'll think that Rabbi Akiva is right, they're equal. And Chalvi Shabbos is not craving Yom Kippur, Chalvi Yom Kippur not craving Shabbos. Yeah, but then you'll think Chalvi Yom Kippur not craving Shabbos after the Shkia is Shabbos. But the last half hour before the Shkia is not Shabbos, and there's no way to make a Tosefta Shabbos. If they're exactly equal, there's no way to make a Tosefta Shabbos. So if you say, not so. So that's how Tosefta interprets the Kasha. Liska, let's blow shofar late in the afternoon, a half an hour before the Shkia, let's say, on Yom Kippur Shchalis Be'er Shabbos, Ke'echad De'Levi Yadi, to be Mefarsim for the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdosh, these two halachas, that Chel Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos, the Chalvi Shabbos are craving the Yom Kippur. I don't really need the Tkiyah to teach me this din that Chalvi Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos. I need it to teach me the din that's going to be in a different year. The Chalvi Shabbos are craving the Yom Kippur. And I need the Tkiyah to announce that now is the time, that Shabbos is now beginning, a half an hour before Shkia. Shabbos is already beginning, Tosef Shabbos is beginning. So that's all included in this statement of the Kasha. The Gemara didn't word it. Liska keecha de levi yadi, that they should stop being makta the emur. We should have still said like that. You understand what's bothering me? They should have still said like that. Tesis explains why the Gemara didn't say that. There's no girsa that has that. And the Dikduki says they don't have such a girsa. Should have still said Liska, they should blow shofar. Keecha de levi yadi, should cry higia hazman to stop being makta the emur. If you're not going to blow shofar, the Tosis is right. I would have thought correct. Neither direction. I would have thought like Rabbi Akiva, Chel v'yam kippur not craving Mishabbos, Chel v'shabbos not craving Yom Kippur. Yeah, that's when Shabbos will come after the Shkia. But the last half hour of Yom Kippur is not yet Shabbos. So why don't you say Liska, let's blow shofar, that everybody should know. She cry higia's man tosef is Shabbos. And now the last half hour you're not allowed to be mocked there. All right, so that's all included in the Kasha. Tosis learns that's all included. That's all the Kasha. So that was the shtickel Torah that this Amor in Eretz Yisrael, again, Rab Zera was an Amor who lived in Bavel. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And all the time he lived in Bavel, he thought that this Brai says, L'chol HaDeis, Bein L'Rebbe Shmuel, Bein L'Rebbe Akiva. That when Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, you don't blow shofar to announce to be Mefarsim the Kabbalah Tosefta Shabbos of the Tzibur, of all of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and even in the Beis HaMikdash, you also don't do it. So the Amora, when Rav Zera came to Bavel, he said, somebody said that it's not L'chol HaDeis. That the Braisa is only Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva he. Because Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, Liska, you should blow shofar to announce that Higia Hazman to be Mekabel Tosef as Shabbos in the last half hour of Yom Kippur, we're not going to be Makta the Emurim anymore. So to that Rav Zera says, and I think that the way we learned in Bavel was better. Ramina Le'ano, and I told this scholar from Eretz Yehuda, Beid Rav Shimon Pazi, I hold the way we learn to bubble is better. Why? Where are you going to blow shofar? The whole relevance of being Mekabel Tosef is Shabbos a half an hour before is only a Beis HaMikdash vis-a-vis Haftarah Zemurim. Outside of Beis HaMikdash, there's an Easter, there's no Heter Eichel Nefesh, Beim Shabbos, Beim Yom Kippur. So there's no way to be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. The only place in the world there is Bizman Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, Shoyekayim. So there, you're going to be Mekabel Tosefta. So he said, that's fine, Mekabel Tosefta. But you have to blow shofar to announce that you're Mekabel Tosefta. Just a minute. Keep in mind, as the Gemara is going to explain, keep in mind that blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, keep in mind blowing shofar on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur is true, it's Mutam and Atar, but it's also Midr Abbah. There is a prohibition against blowing shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, they're never prohibited. But on every other Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, there is a prohibition against blowing shofar. The Gemara says Chochma ve'ena malocha, Tkiyah shofar diyas hapas Chochma ve'ena malocha, means it's not a malocha min haTorah. Maybe it's not even a malocha mid Rabbanah, but it's still prohibited mid Rabbanah. So what do you want over here? You want that we should blow shofar half an hour before Shkia on Yom Kippur afternoon, when the Matzah Yom Kippur is going to be Shabbos? we should violate an Issa de Rabbanon in order to be mekabel mefarsim that we're mekabel. So sometimes you do and shuvus manigdash and litzorech. But what's the great tzorech over here? In order to be mefarsim that all the will tell all the kadam in the Beis Hamikdash. And now before the shkia, the gabbai will give a clap. Say it's time to mekabel tosef for Shabbos, and they'll all know they're not allowed to be makter ready anymore. He'll announce 15 minutes in advance. Anyone who wants to finish a wrap up their day's avodah, be makter all day more, we're going to make an announcement another 15 minutes, a half an hour before the shkia. Everybody in the Beit Hamikdash, all the kadam should be makabel tosef Shabbos and stop being makter anymore. So then, all right, make an announcement. What you want, they should blow shofar. What's the great tzorech? Because you need tirsum. So the Gemara says the kohanim in the Beit Hamikdash has reason him. Goes on kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. V'amin aleyano, and I told this Yehuda, Brei Reb Shimon Paz, Reb Zera says, I think what we held in Bavel is more correct. Kohanim zizim heim, it doesn't make sense to blow shofar. It makes sense to be makabel tosefes Shabbos. Makes sense that Gaba should give a klap on the shtender 45 minutes before the shkia. All the kohanim should wrap up all the avoda. We're going to give you 15 minutes, hustle, and then half an hour before the shkia, give the klap and say, okay, that's it. No more haktar, say more. Tosef is Shabbos. That does make sense. But to blow shofar, to be mefarsim it, who are you being mefarsim for? For kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. The kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash has reason him. Why is that the case? Why are kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash has reason him? It says, Le'el Chof Amar Aleph. Chof Amar Aleph is also about kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't go kohanim in New York City. It doesn't go kohanim over here. Mora talks about Haktoras Emurim in the Beis Hamikdash. Mora says Kohanim is reason name. You have to check all the Gemaras. I think all the Gemaras are like that. It's all in the Beis Hamikdash. Kohanim is reason name. It doesn't go outside the Beis Hamikdash. Why is that the case? So if you would have asked me, I would have said because they have the Bez Nagadol on their tail. Because Bez Nagadol is there. And they're on their back. And they make sure they have Rabbanim there. The chief rabbinate is there. So they make. That's how Rashi writes it. That's how the Gemara says in Pesachim, that the Bez Nagadol is there and they're supervising everything the Kohanim are doing to make sure that it's done properly. Rashi over here doesn't write like that. Rashi dug up a pasuk from Dvarim by Birchas Moshe. So it says he gives a bracha to the Levim. Yoram mishpatecha liyankav saroscha liyisrael. Yasim akhtara biyafecha v'chalil al mizbechecha. Yasim akhtara biyafecha v'chalil al mizbechecha baruch Hashem chelo. That goes only on Kohanim. Yoram mishpatecha liyankiv. I don't know. Rashi says that goes only on Kohanim. I thought it goes on the whole Shevet Levi. I don't know. That's what Rashi writes. Yoram mishpatecha liyankiv goes on Kohanim zvizim heim. Dechsiv yoram mishpatecha liyankiv. I don't know. Whatever it is, it means the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash don't need that you should blow shofar to be mefarsim for them. If the Gabbai will give a klap on the standard, that's also good enough. But it means that there is. But it means, in effect, the answer of the Gemara is, you're right. Zera, the guest who just moved in, not a guest, the newly arrived rabbi from Bavel, who now lives in Eretz Yisrael, tells the rabbi from Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda Berei Reb Shimon Pazi, you are right, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it would make sense to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos half an hour before the Shkia on Yom Kippur. And from that time on, the last half hour, the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash should discontinue Haktoras Emurim of Yom Kippur, because Chel Yom Kippur ain't uncraven b'Shabbos. But you don't have to go so far to be Mefarsam like Deit Kiyo Shofar, because Kohanim is his name. So they will announce that they should abstain from Aloch. They should abstain from Haktoras Emurim. So the Gemara asks, is that true? Is the answer the Rabbi Zeira? Rabbi Zeira was defending the pshat that they learned in Bavel against the new pshat that he heard in Eretz Yisrael. So one Amara asks Ravashi, "Me, I'm reading Kohanim Zizmeim. Is that true? What Rabbi Zeira said that all the Kohanim is based on Mikdash for whatever reason? They don't have to shock their system by blowing shofar to announce things to them." They know all the dinim. You don't have to work so hard to educate them. Freg the Gemara, the hot tanan. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about how many times did they blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash on Sukkot. every day when you bring a tamid shal shach, a tamid shal ben abayim, so you do, the Kohanim do nisach hayayin. And simultaneous with the Kohanim doing the nisach hayayin, the Levim sing the Shir Shal Yom. Today is Tuesday, so Tuesday they say Ashir Shal Vim Haim Veis HaMikdush Vayom HaShlishu HaYom. So they would divide it up into three parts, and they would blow shofar at the conclusion of each one of the parts, and they would sing a niggun that that fit each chapter. They would be Shir B'Peh and Shir B'Kli in conjunction with the Shir B'Peh, Shir B'Kli, not just the niggun. They said the words of the Shir Shal Yom. Every day there was a different Shir Shal Yom, and that would be simultaneous with the Ein HaMashira El HaLayayin, at the time that the Kohen would be doing the Nisach HaYayin of the Tamash HaShachar Tamash HaBein Abayim. So on Sukkot, so that was every day. They had three sets of Tkiyas. They divided the Shir Shal Yom into three parts, and they sang it by Tamash HaShachar Tamash HaBein Abayim. So every day there would be three sets of Tkiyas in the middle of the Tamash HaShachar's Nisach HaYayin, and three sets of tkiyas in conjunction with the Nisach Hayam Tam Shabin Abayim. Then there was one set of tkiyas for Psicha Shorim early in the morning. So that was every day of the year. Every day of Sukkot or any other Yontif for Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, for that matter, there was a Korban Musaf. So the Korban Musaf also had a Shir Shal Yom. And that Shir Shal Yom also divided into three parts. Again, there were three sets of, so on Sukkot you would have three, three, and three for the Tam Shal Shachar, for the Musafim, and for the Tamash Shal Bein Abayim. There were three sets of three each, plus in the morning. And then in conjunction with the Nisach HaYayin and the Arav Olam Mizbeach, there was more Tkiyah Shofar. So the Mishnah tells you that there was an awful lot of Tkiyah Shofar on Sukkot. So then it says, and what happens if it's one of the days of Sukkot is Erev Shabbos? Sukkot is for 7 days. So one day, every 7 days, you have a Shabbos, you have an Erev Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos of Sukkot, you have the additional Tkiyahs. Shalosh lahaptel asam and malocha. So the three tkiyas that they blow in the middle of Tamash Shal Shachar, middle of Tamash Shal Bein Abayim, in the middle of the Musafim, for the Einamim Shir El Alayayin, that's the Shira B'Kli, in conjunction with the Shira B'Teh of the Levim. Okay, so that we understand you do on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, fine. That's the Shira Levim. Shira Levim is the Machlokes and the Gemara, whether it is Deicha Shabbos, not Deicha Shabbos, fine. But what about this? They would, when it would be that day of Sukkot, that would be on Erev Shabbos, they would blow shofar lahaftil asa'am mimalocha. They would blow shofar to announce everyone should stop doing malocha at Tosefes Shabbos. And then they would blow shofar a second time, shalosh lahavdil bein kodesh l'chol. The second set of tkiyas would be to announce that now a shkia from now on is bein hashmoshes, and whoever does malocha now is going to be chayav ben hashem tolu. It's going to be a sofer. So that's, and there the Mishnah of Sukkot is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, trying to calculate how many, what, which day of Sukkot was there a maximum number of tkiyas. So it says when Sukkot falls, that day of Sukkot that happens to fall, there are 7 days of Sukkot, there is always going to be a day that's going to be Friday. There's always going to be a day that's going to be Shabbos. So that day, that's Friday, you're going to have these additional Shalosh tkiyas lahavdil mimalocha, and another Shalosh tkiyas lahavdil bein kodesh l'chol. So the Gemara asks, you just said Kohanim's Rizim Haim. All you have to do is clap on the stender for the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. The Bez Nagorol is on their back. They're very alert. They wouldn't allow anyone to be. In fact, the Ritva in the first Perek in Yuma discusses what does that expression mean? Lishkas HaGozis. Lishka means a room, an office. Okay, the Lishka. What is the Gozis? So he quotes a pshad, Vayogas salvim min hayam. Vayogas means to chase birds. So the Bezen HaGadol used to be the chasers, the bouncers. They used to kick out any kohen who was a Safek Cholo. Any kohen who was a Safek Cholo. That's what the Gemara says. Lishkas HaGadol, the Gemara says in Yuma, Lishkas HaGadol, and the job of the Bezen HaGadol in conjunction with the Akrobas HaKarbonis was to throw out any coin who has a suffix halalus on him. So the Ritva quotes a pshat from the Rishonim, that's why it's called Lishkas HaGozis. They used to be by yoga self, they used to chase away the Kohanim who didn't belong. They were always on the backs of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that everything was done properly. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Mi Amina Kohanim Zvizim Haim. Yes, Akasha Teravashi is Rab Zera's answer correct. That in the Beis HaMikdash the Kohanim were always on their toes. And you just make an announcement, they should be makabel Tosefes Shabbos, they'll be makabel. There's no need to blow shofar. No need to blow shofar and to violate the Issa Dirabbana. If there wouldn't be an Issa Dirabbana, why not? Why not blow shofar? What do you have to announce? What do you have to give a clap on the stand and whisper and scream out loud? Blow shofar? No, but it's talking on Yom Kippur. So to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, so it's not really necessary. Kohanim Zizmein. Frag the Gemara, but it says over there that if one of the days of Sukkot, even Yontif Sukkot, falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you do blow shofar on Yontif, that's Erev Shabbos, G'day L'Haptol Hosom L'Malacha, even in the Beis HaMikdash, not only all over the world, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you blow shofar on Yontif, Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos, G'day L'Haptol Hosom L'Malacha. So you see that your Svar, Rav Zeira's Svar is not correct. You don't say Kohanim's reason him that they don't need the Tkir Shofar. So Ravashi answers back, no, that what Rav Zeira said I think is correct, that the Kohanim should be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. The Gabbai should give a clap on the Shtender and tell all the Kohanim, half an hour before Shkir, we're going to stop Haktaras Emurim on Erev Shabbos, Yom Kippur on Erev Shabbos. There's no need for Tkir Shofar. But over here, the Tkirs that they did were not for the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. They had a lot of guests there. They had a lot of there. Yontif, Shabbos, all kinds of people coming in, Oyla Regal, coming in, going out from the farms, from Kiryat Shmona, Kiryat Arba, all over the place. So just like Abai said that they used to do certain things in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sharama de Yerushalayim, for the other people who live in Yerushalayim, not for the Kohanim, Hachanami, the Sharama de Yerushalayim, the blowing of Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif afternoon of Sukkot, that fell out on Erev Shabbos, K'del Haftar Salman Blocha, is not on behalf of the Kohanim. The Kohanim has reason for them, it would be sufficient to give a clap on the Shtender. This is for the guests who happen to be there. Where was the original comment that Abai made, L'Shar Amad Yerushalayim? So it says on the side, it's in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin. So you got to go look in Yuma. So Rashi's kind enough to present what it says in Yuma. So the Mishnah in Yuma gives you a list of people who went down in history for the Gute, Mais, and Tovim, and we say about them, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, when we mention the name of the Tzadik, we bless him. Mr. Max Stern donated money to Yeshiva University, Max Stern College. Mr. Max Etra was the chairman of the board forever. Adyay Moshe, and Mr. whatever, all the names of the people. So the Mishnah lists all people, this one donated this to the Beis HaMikdash, this one's donated that, we put up a plaque. And the other person donated that. So it says, and then it says, Rishayim Rishayim Yirkav. And when you mention, just like when you mention Zecha Tzadik Livracha, you give a bracha to the Tzadik who passed away, when you mention his name, even generations after he died, so too, Rishayim Rishayim, when you mention the name of Rishayim, is Yirkav. And the Pasha Pshat and Mepharshim say the word Yirkav means Yikov, should be cursed. The resh is an extra resh. Like in English, a lot of times, you know, stick in an extra R. Banana. Are you saying Yirkov? It's really Yikov. Yikov means it should be cursed. Like Zech Tzadik Livracha, a bracha and a klala. Shem Yisrael Yikov should be cursed. So the Mishnah says there were certain people, he knew how to do Ktoris, and he knew how to write Shem Hashem with four pens at the same time. Different people knew different things, and they didn't want to share their knowledge with anyone else. So the Mishnah condemns them, and we read the Mishnah, and they went down in history, the Deridaris, and they cursed them, the Deridaris. And the Tzadikim have written down the Deridaris. So one of the Noshim Tzadkanias was Heleni Hamalka. She was a Jewish queen. She's quoted in Mishnayos every so often, doing other Maisim time. The Mishnah in Nozir tells the story. She took a neder Naziris. She lived in the Chutz Lords. So she took a neder if her son will be successful in war. She'll be a Nozir, I think, for 7 years. I think the story goes. So she accepted Naziris for 7 years and she observed it. And then towards the end of the 7 years, she realized that he has man to wrap up the Nazir, so she came to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash. So they told their lady, all the 7 years that you observed in Chutz Lord don't count, the Mishnah, because Chutz Lord is like a cemetery. Tumas Eretz Yisrael is like a Beis HaKvaris. And another in the Beis HaKvaris, it's not Oila. Ayam Rishon Yitlu. You got to start all the 7 years all over again. So she was Mekabel Vahava. So she observed another 7 years of Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. Then, towards the end of the second set of 7 years, accidentally somebody died in the room where she was. So that's a passing chumash. So she had to start all over again. So the 7 years turned out to be 21 years. So she finally lived so long, after 21 years, she brought the karbonis. So this Eleni Amalka is quoted in different places in the Gemara, different stories. She was a queen somewhere in Chutz Lars. Her son was also the king. So she donated an ifreshes, she donated some golden candelabra, something that when the sun would rise, the sun rays would shine off of that candelabra in such a way that everybody in Yerushalayim would see that the sun just rose. So let's say now, the sun keeps on rising earlier. Sunrise used to be 7:20. Forgot already what time. And then it became 7:15. Then it became 7:10. Then it became 7:05. Today it's around 7:05. Keeps on going a little earlier. So you got to know what time is Man Kriya Shema, so that people would know when it's Man Kriya Shema. When they would see the sparkling, the reflection of the sparkling rays of the sun on this golden candelabra in the Beis Hamikdash, which was on a pedestal, I guess. The Nevresh Shosa Leni Amalka Pischa Shalhecho Mishosha Chamzarachas Nitzotzos Yotzim Heimeno. The reflection shines off of it. V'Hakol Yodim, and everybody knows Shehigiyaz Man Kriya Shema. It's time to say Kriya Shema. When is Man Kriya Shema? After Hanei Tachama. Efter Hanei Tachama. So the Rabbi Natami asks over there, but the Mishnah Bracha says that the Vasikim are always makpid to say Kriya Shema prior to Hanei Tachama. So what good is this? So Tosfos says the Vasikim were Chassidim. The Chassidim do everything Shalak is in. What did the speaker say last night about the Chassidim and Avodah Zarah? What did he say about idolatry and the Nei Shiloach? I wasn't there. So they had a speaker last night who was going to make comparisons between Avodah Zarah and Chassidus or something. I don't know what he said. So the Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natam. Tosfos and Yuma there quotes Rabbi Natam. He says the Vasikin who used to recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachama, they weren't Goyte. It's Shalai Kedin, because the Mishnah says that you got to say Kriya Shema after the sun rises already. That's what the Balamor holds also like that. Balamor says the Vasikin means they didn't start to say Kriya Shema until the beginning of Hanei Tachama. When is it sunrise and when is it sunset? So we assume years ago the United States Naval Observatory used to give you this zmanim of sunrise, sunset, and newspapers used to carry it. It used to be when the middle point of the ball of the sun was at the horizon. So that was the sunrise, and when the middle point was at the horizon on the west, that was the sunset. Now they don't do like that. I guess the Rabbanim got on their backs. So now they do it according to the halacha. When the sun starts to rise, a mashu of the sun is above the horizon, that's called sunrise. When the entire ball of the sun is below the horizon, that's sunset. What's the difference? How long does it take that the whole sun should rise above the horizon? So the Vilna Gaon writes over there on Shulchan Aruch, takes around 2 minutes. So the Bala Mor writes a little bit like the Rabbein Tam, but not in Gansa. He doesn't. The Rabbein Tam says Vasikin Chsidin they do Shalai Kedin. The Vasikin are wrong. You see from this Mishnah that this man Chilas Hazman of Kriya Shema is after Hanei Tachama. So the Bala Mor says the Vasikin didn't do Shalai Kedin. Vasikin means Chasidim Anshei Maaseh. They do Lifnim Yishur Tzadin. They do anything better than that. Minig Vasikin means a wonderful minig, not an improper minig. But the Balamor says they didn't begin to say Kriya Shema until after Hanei Tachama. Hanei Tachama means when the slight amount of the sun starts to rise above the horizon. And then Habasikin Hayugomrim Osa Im Hanei Tachama, they began Kriya Shema when it started to rise, and they finished the whole Kriya Shema in less than 2 minutes. That's what Achsidim. They done this. They finished the whole Kriya Shema in less than 2 minutes before the entire sun rose above the horizon. Not like we do. We don't do like that. When you have a Vasikin Minyan in New York and all over the world now, so the Vasikin Minyan finishes Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachama begins, and then they dilly-dally a little bit between Emes V'Yatzin and Goel Yisrael until it's sunrise, and then someone gives a clap on the Anashten, and then they start saying Shema next. But by us, we finish the whole Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachama begins, not like the Balamor. Balamor holds basically like the Rabbein Tam, that you can't be Yotze Kriya Shema before Zricha. And Zricha means the beginning of the rising of the sun above the horizon. The Rabbein Tam is led to believe the Vasikin did Shalai Kedin. They said Kriya Shema, they finished Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachama. They're not Yotze Shalai Kedin. Balamor says, how can you say Shalai Kedin? No, it means they started after Hanei Tachama. Hoyigomer Mosa im Hanei Tachama, they completed the whole Kriya Shema in those 2 minutes before the entire sun rose above the horizon. This is very hard to figure out when the sun is rising above the horizon, especially because there's a Gemara later in Shabbos with that Gemara. The Gemara gives all the different here on Kuf Yud Ches on the days. On Kuf Yud Ches on the days, about 10 lines into the wide lines, the Omer Rabbi Yosi, according different things that Rabbi Yosi, different members of Rabbi Yosi. So he says around 10 lines in, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Yehi Chelki, Mi Machnisei Shabbos B'Tveria, Imi Motzei Shabbos B'Tzipori. He wishes he could always be Friday afternoon in Tveria, Motzei Shabbos in Tzipori. Why did he want to be Friday afternoon in Tveria, Matzoi Shabbos in Tzipori? The Rashi writes, because Tveria is Amuka. It's in a valley. See the Rashi, about 20 lines on the top of the Omer. In Machnisei Shabbos v'Tveria, if Neshehi Amuka. Since Tveria is in a valley, in Machashekes Mebo Yom. And it gets dark towards the end of the day, before the Shkia. Usvurim Shechashecho. And they think it's already Shkia, so they're Mekabel Shabbos early. Motzir Shabbos b'Tzipori. Why? Because Tzipori Shabbos b'Rosh Ahor. Tzipori is on top of a mountain. So on top of a mountain, Ubot Shachamas Shorkas, and as the sun is getting near Shkia time, Alpidin it already Yishkia. But it looks as if the sun is still shining, because they're on top of it. Let's say if you are flying in an airplane, so you get the impression as if the Zricha is a half an hour before it really is on the ground below, and the Shkia is half an hour later than it really is, because you're so high, so you have a different perspective. You can see the sun earlier, you can see the sun later also. So the real din is, that's what the Maharil comments, the Mogen Avram in Hilchas Mincha and Shin Lamed Gimel, where is it? In Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Gimel and Hilchas Mincha and Orach Chaim, Mogen Avram quotes from the Maharil, who comments on this Gemara, that strictly speaking, Alpidin, the Zricha and the Shkia depends on sea level. When the sun rises, when the sun begins to rise above the horizon, if the horizon would have been sea level, and when the sun sets below, the entire sun sets below the horizon, if it would have been sea level, the mice in most places are not sea level. See, if you're in a valley, it looks as the sun sets, the sun does set earlier, but Alpidin, that Shkia doesn't count. So if they start to observe Shabbos when it appears to them that the sunset, that's really Tosefes Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi says, I wish I could always be in Tveria on Friday afternoon, because they're always in Kabbal Tosefes Shabbos, because the sun appears as if it's setting earlier, even though Alpidin it's not correct. And I wish I could always be in Tzipori on Matzoi Shabbos, because they extend Shabbos later than they have to Alpidin. Alpidin, the Shkia should have been determined, and Mimele, the Seis HaKam should have been determined based on the Shkia, based on sea level, but they have no way to determine what sea level. They live on top of a mountain, so by them the Shkia is later, it's an extra few minutes later. Mele, they wait Seis HaKochavim later. So that's what the Maharil says. You see from this Gemara that the Zricha and the Shkia Alpidin really depend on sea level. That's what he writes, that he lived in Germany, and he says they always used to daven Mincha after the Shkia in Germany. So he asks why. So the answer is no, they don't daven Mincha after the Shkia. They have a few minutes, because the part of Germany where they lived was in a valley. So the impression was that the sun had set, but Alpidin, that doesn't count. Because if you would be judging based on sea level, the sun would have another few minutes to set below the horizon. Just like the Gemara says here, in Tveria on Erev Shabbos. Even though it appears as if the sun set, but Alpidin, the sun didn't set. Yes, yeah, so this the calculations of the sunrise with the sunset, not so easy. Okay, so what's getting back over here? So what does the Gemara say? Abaye says in the Gemara in Yuma, just to finish up, just to wrap up here, Abaye, there is a Mishnah in Tumid that says those they used to daven shacharis in the Beis Hamikdash every day. People make a mistake. They think that davening was instituted after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, because the Gemara has an expression that the tefillos are b'makom ha-karbonos, the substitute for the karbonos. Kozman, there were karbonos, there's no need for davening. And after the karbonos ended, then there's a need for davening. So this is not correct. The Gemara in Sukkah prints the whole schedule of the Simchas Beis HaShev b'zman she Beis HaMikdash Ha'ikai. So it says they went to the Tamash Al Shach, and then they daven Shachris, and then they went to the Musafim, and then they daven Musaf. What did they daven in Musaf? They didn't say Mifnei Chatoeinu. They said Yehiratzen that the Karbana should be accepted and they should affect the Aratzen. Should be Leratzen Lebnei Yisrael. And then it said they brought the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim and they daven Mincha. So you see the Bizman Shel Beis Hamikdash Haikaim, they also daven Shachris Mincha and Musa. They davened all the Tfilas that we daven. They had a different Nusa. They didn't say the same. We say Hashav HaSavoyda Levir Beisecha. They didn't say Hashav HaSavoyda. They said the Avoyda should remain. Please see to it that the Beis Hamikdash should be preserved and the Avoyda should continue. So different Nusa HaTfilas. So the Mishnah in Talmud says that when they used to daven Shachris in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to daven so early, whoever daven Shachris with that official minyan in the Beis HaMikdash wasn't Yotze Kriya Shema, because they daven way too early. They had to repeat Kriya Shema again later. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what do you mean? But here the Mishnah praises Heleni HaMalka. That's the Mishnah in Talmud. Then the Mishnah in Yuma praises Heleni HaMalka. Zecha Tzadik Livracha, that she donated this Nevresha Shel Zav, that it would shine in the morning, and the sparkling rays of the sun shining on it would indicate to everybody that it's time to say Kriyashma. So that's the correct time to say Kriyashma. So you see that everybody was here to say Kriyashma. So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah in Talmud that says whoever says Vadanshe Mishma is not Yotze, that goes on the Kohanim who davened in the early minyan. The 5 o'clock minyan is too early. So they used to daven too early. So they said Bichos Kriyashma, they said Shmoneh Esrei. But they weren't Yotze Kriyashma, so too early. So they had to repeat Kriyashma later. And this Mishnah that says that the Nevresha Shel Zav used to announce to everybody when it's Higiyah Zman Kriyashma, Shel Shachar, that's L'Shar Ramadi Rishalayim. That's for everybody else, but not for the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim used to daven with their early minyan, and at that time they talked about not Yotze Kriyashma. So that's what the Gemara says. Just like Abayi commented on that Mishnah in Yuma, that the Nevresha Shel Zav was not to notify the Kohanim of Zman Kriyashma. They didn't daven then. They were busy doing karbanas then. They used to daven too early. They had to repeat Kriyashma later. So too the tkiyas that they had in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot, in Sukkot, Afnun Gimel, it says they had tkiyas on Yontif afternoon that happened to be Erev Shabbos, L'Havta L'Sam, and Malacha. They did do Pearson, but they have to do Pearson with Kiyah Shefer. They'll give a clap on the stand. They were all talking Kohanim. No, they were all Zerizim Haim. Gemara says, yeah, but not everybody in the Beis HaMikdash on Shalosh HaGolem is a Koy. There were all kinds of farmers there. They come from far and near, right? They come from Chutzlarts. So they're not going to know. So you got to blow Shefer to shock them out of their wits that they should know that it's time to be Mekabel Tosefer Shem. That's the Gemara's pshat. So what did he say? So even if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel that Kedusha Shabbos is clearly higher than Kedusha Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur Shechali is Be'er Shabbos, there is Tosefet Shabbos for the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of Beis HaMikdash there's no way to demonstrate Kabbalah's Tosefet Shabbos. What are you going to say? Bepeh, I'm a Kabbalah Tosefet Shabbos. It's meaningless. I'm accepting upon myself to abstain from malachas now the Shem Shabbos. You have to abstain because it's Yom Kippur. There's no malacha you can do anyway. So it's meaningless if you're going to save your pet. What? Lavrola b'shnei lavin. You're going to be over the Easter Kabbalah Tosefet Shabbos in addition to the Easter Yom Kippur. What do you need it for? Well, it's irrelevant. So it means in the Beis HaMikdash there's what to mean with Kabbalah Tosefet Shabbos. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Yudah Bereva Shimon Pazi thought that according to Rabbi Shmuel that there is a meaningfulness to being Mekabel Tosefet Shabbos on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, so they would have probably blown Shofar half an hour before a Shkia to make a Kabbalah Tosefet Shabbos of the Tzibur. And in Bavel somehow they didn't think like that. So Rabbi Zera says no, in Bavel we thought you're right, there would be Tosefet Shabbos, but you wouldn't blow Shofar for that. So honestly, man, you don't need the Pearson. You give a clap on the Shtender, that's good enough. So what does the Gemara ask now? Frek the Gemara Valiska, the only one that it's relevant for is Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. That's not true. Frek the Gemara Valiska, why don't we blow Shofar all over the world a half an hour before Shkia on Yom Kippur in the afternoon when it's on Erev Shabbos? Ki hechad the lady, the shori b'knivas yerek min ha-mincha ule mailo. What? Nachamo. What is that? What's Knivas Yerek all about? So we mentioned already, We had the Mishnah about Hachana Sheinah Malacha, to set the tables, to set the table for Matzoy Shabbos, to set something up for Matzoy Shabbos, to prepare something for Matzoy Shabbos. So that's an Isra Hachana Midirabbanon. That's not an Isra Minator. That's an Isra Hachana Midirabbanon. So because it's Hachana Midirabbanon, so the Gemara says on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, they allowed it. The Gemara quotes here the top line of Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, going to get to it. The third line, Mefatzim Begoizim, you can crack open eggs late Yom Kippur in the afternoon, Minam Mincha L'mayla. Mefarchisim Berimoinim, and you open up the shells of the Rimoinim, Minam Mincha L'mayla, Mepnei Agmas Nefesh, to prepare on late in the afternoon of Yom Kippur from Matzoy Yom Kippur. How do you translate Mepnei Agmas Nefesh? So either are two pshotim. Rashi has one pshat, and the Balamor has another pshat, and the Balamor doesn't like Rashi's pshat. They have the whole thing on the side. Pirish. They quote from the Balamor, Shalom Yehei Tarech, Matzoy Hayom B'Kniva, Teinafshu Agum, all we're going to be starved. On Matzoy Yom Kippur, they're going to be starving for food. V'chein Mefatzim Egoizim, O Mefarchisim Berimoinim, V'dalkim Menamich Alamayla, Shemach Shikor, Leis Oichel. It's late, late in the afternoon. It's almost Matzoy Yom Kippur. Since it's so late in the day, so he's not going to make a mistake and eat. He knows that another hour, another 45 minutes is going to eat. So there's no chashash v'lo yaseh l'meichel minah. Aval kodem ha-mincha oser, but if you're allowed to prepare food on Yom Kippur for Matzoy Yom Kippur, you're not cooking the food, just preparing it. He's taking out the box of Wheaties and putting it on the table, taking the milk and put it on the table, setting the table, putting the dishes. Nothing is a malacha. So why can you only do it min amincha l'mayla? It should be mutar even before mincha. He says no. I will kain ma mincha osu gazvina d'mosu l'meichel minay. We only allow it late in the afternoon. So what does it mean? Mipnei agmas nefesh. How do you translate the word? If you tell everybody that they can't begin to prepare the food till after tkiya shofar, after tzeisa kachama Yom Kippur, so they're going to be starving. So they're going to be having agmas nefesh that they have to wait an extra half hour. The tonus is over. According to the Shul Bulletin, the tonus is over at this time, but no one can get to eat any food until a half an hour later, because you have to go prepare the food. You have to take out the plates and the spoons and the milk and the Wheaties, or you have to have the bread and wash and so on. So we allow you to prepare the food to spare yourself the agmas nefesh of later. That's what the Balamor starts. Shelo yehei tarech matzoy shabbos teinav shagum olov. You shouldn't have agmas nefesh on matzoy Yom Kippur, the matzoy hayom. That's how the Balamor says. And then he concludes, and he says, V'rashi, Rabbi Nishlam, appears b'zeh sham v'nem as nefesh, b'inyan acher. Rashi has a different shot. V'lo yosha b'einai. And I don't think it's correct. How does Rashi say, m'pnei agmas nefesh? Rashi says that on Yom Kippur, everybody's hungry. So it's bad enough that you, if you don't deal with food, if you're going to be dealing with food on Yom Kippur, then it's going to make you hungrier. You have the food in front of you, and your mouth is getting full of saliva. You see all this delicious food. You got to hold yourself back from eating. So that's an enhancement of ta'anu es nafshe sechem. That's a mitzvah to bring yourself to have more agmas nefesh. That's how Rashi writes. That's how the top Rashi. Och mishum agmas nefesh mesaken ve'en oichel. He's preparing the food for Matzoy Yom Kippur, but he's not allowed to eat it. Harei karv le'inui. This is an this makes more inui. Real inui means abstaining from eating food. But if you handle food and you have to abstain from eating it, that's even a greater inui. Dafke min amincha l'maylo. Why? Said Balamor. Said because kodem amincha gazinon dilmas l'meichel minei. One should make the gzer min amincha l'maylo because already past the salo. Past the salo, he knows in another 45 minutes, another hour, he's going to eat. So we allow him to prepare the food. We're not afraid he's going to eat. That's how the Balamor says. And Rashi learns a different shot. If he's going to prepare the food early in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, he's not yet that hungry. So then he's not going to get additional hunger pain. But if he's holding by the end, then he's already good and hungry by the end of Yom Kippur. Then he's going to handle food. Then it's going to make him hungrier. So this will be an enhancement. And that's what we want, that he should have more agmas nefesh tvei. That's an enhancement of the inui. That's how Rashi learns. The Malamor learns, mipnei agmas nefesh means to avoid agmas nefesh on Matzoy Yom Kippur. That the people shouldn't have agmas nefesh, that they have to wait an extra 20 minutes in order to eat food, so we permit them to prepare the food on Yom Kippur. So however you translate the words mipnei agmas nefesh, bottom line, the Braisa does say a heter that you're permitted to do hachana on Yom Kippur from Matzoy Yom Kippur. Normally, this would have been an Issa de Rabbanon to prepare anything on Shabbos Yom Tov Yom Kippur for Metzoyi, Hayom HaKadosh, there should be an Issa Derabbanon, Hachanan, that's the Mishnah. And here they lifted it for some reason or another, either to avoid Agmas Nefesh Neder or to enhance the Agmas Nefesh from now. The Gemara says, we don't do it anymore. How come we never heard anybody do that? Because the Gemara says they did away with it. What does the Gemara say? The day Rav Yehuda Mikan Vikrabo. In Rav Yehuda's home, they used to do Knivas HaYerek. They used to prepare the vegetables from Matzoh Yom Kippur. The day Rab and Rabba's food, in Rabba's home, Gardi Kari. They used to peel off some kind of curry, cucumbers or some kind of vegetables. But then, Kevin the Chosad, Abakamacharfi, Rabbi realized that the people who work in the kitchen are not the greatest medaktik in the mitzvahs to help in the kitchen, and they were doing it too early. Macharfi means they were doing it koidem amincha. What does Rashi write? Komacharfi magzimim lifnei amincha. Tashta lag agmas nefeshu. There's no heter to do it koidem amincha. So Rabbi told the people in the kitchen, you're not allowed to do it. But he knew that they're not going to listen to him. Because in so many years they always had the practice. They knew they always prepared the food late on Yom Kippur in the afternoon from Matzah Yom Kippur. So he said, I got a letter from Eretz Yisrael signed by Rabbi Yechanan in person that you're not allowed to do it. Ooh, so God, it's not true. He didn't get a letter. So Rashi says, Ke'echa de la kabla mina. He knew that if he's going to tell, Rashi sounds like he told his wife, Hanshi Besi. Rabbi's wife apparently was a wise guy. She didn't respect her husband, but she respected the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, I got a letter from Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael. So she said, show me the letter. She wasn't smart enough. So she listened to him. Okay. So that's why we don't allow this anymore. That's why it's in Shulchan Aruch. We don't permit this heter, because if in Rabbi's home it didn't work, because they were mecharfi, they were doing it too early. So Bizman is as worse than in the days of Rabbi, so we don't allow it anymore. But in principle, that's the halacha. That we permit hachane on late in the afternoon, on whatever, however you interpret the reason of agmas nefesh, to enhance agmas nefesh, to avoid agmas nefesh, whatever it is, whatever the reason may be, we permit preparation of food late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, from Matzoh Yom Kippur. On Shabbos or on Yontif, we would never allow that. Preparation of food with no malacha. To eat on Matzoh Hayom. We wouldn't permit it. Even if you're having a big fundraising Malama Malka for the yeshiva, for the biggest stock or whatever, we wouldn't permit hachone late in the afternoon on a Shabbos or a Yontif. But on Yom Kippur is a special kula that the Tanoim say. So the Gemara says over here, Veliska, where are we? He left off about 15 lines from the top of Kuf Yudal on the base. That's what Knivas Yerek is all about. Knivas Yerek means preparing the vegetables to eat on Matzoh Shabbos. So the Gemara asks Akashin, what kind of Yerokas did they have? See, we have different kinds of vegetables. Some of them you eat raw, and some of them you eat cooked. By us, there are a lot of vegetables that we eat raw. In the days of the Gemara, you get the impression that they used to cook all the vegetables, that they hardly ever, I don't know if they ate any vegetables raw. It all depends what the minhag ha'makom is. So Rashi says over here, if Yom Kippur is chaliyus be'erev Shabbos, if Yom Kippur is chaliyus be'erev Shabbos, so what are they going to do? Knivas yerek. What are they going to prepare the yerek? They're going to slice up the yerek. There are different translations of the word knivas yerek. Sometimes the word kinivas means to detach it michidura, to detach it from the ground. So that's a malacha deraisa of kotzer. That's what Tosfos writes over here. Here the Tosfos in Dima Maschel, Ele le kinivas yerek. They quote, Hod yom beperek pal godol dafayin gimel am beis, Hai man the kwan of yerek, kwan of silka, chai shtayim, chai v'chatos. Chai v'chatos. The Tosfos says, yeah, that's myra b'mechuber. That's if it's mechuber and you toilish it. That's the same the next Tosfos writes, li oilam. So that's inami b'mechuber. If the yerek is attached to the ground, you do knivas yerek in the sense of detaching it, so that's a malacha derais. Then sometimes you have another form of knivas yerek, that you chop it up dak. That's what Tosfos writes again, and ele le knivas yerek. And again they repeated liolam le malacha. Sinisa derais dami le tochen. If you chop it up dak, that's mamish tochen. Some rishonim interpret knivas yerek as a malacha derais. The Rambam writes, Knivas Yerek means you have a cabbage, or you have a lettuce, a head of lettuce, and some of the outer leaves are wormy or filthy. So So you rip off the parts of the leaves that are dirty or wormy, and you throw them in the garbage. So that's borer. You take out those that are mulpashas, those that are not edible, from those that are edible. So that'll be on malacha deraisa. So there is a Gemara in Ein Gimel base that knivas yerek is sometimes a malacha deraisa. Either a malacha deraisa borer, the way the Rambam writes, a malacha deraisa tochein, a malacha deraisa of kotzer, of detaching the two pshatim that Tosfos gives, a tochein and mechuber is kotzer, and the Rambam gives borer. Our Gemara obviously is talking about a knivas yerek betolush. Rashi and Tosfos say it's not attached to the ground. It's attached to the ground, it's a violation of kotzer there, it's not attached to the ground. But if you're chopping it duck, then it's going to be tochein. So the answer is maybe you're not chopping it duck, so there's no violation of tochein. So what are you doing? You're just doing hachana. You're only doing hachana. That's it. You're only doing hachana. Or maybe that's all they were matter was hachana. Or maybe it's a malocha midirabbanon. That's how it sounds in the Rambam. Not only do we allow on late in the afternoon, in anun chalamayla of Yom Kippur, on behalf of Matzoh Yom Kippur, not only do we permit hachana, hachada b'mli malocha, maybe even permit hashtikol malocha midirabbanon. That's how the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ramach in his commentary on the Rambam, a malocha midirabbanon. If you have, let's say, a head of lettuce, and you rip off the leaves that are mul poshos, which are spoiled, and you throw them out, if they're really spoiled, the mamish not roi lachilo, so that's shnei minim, that's ochelam solus. The basic din, we learned already on Ayin Dalet, the basic din of borer is if you have shnei minim danim urovim, and yet you borer one from the other. Oilefanim shnei minim ochelam. That Tosfos gears oilefanim shnei minim ochelam. If you have too many ochelam, so it's brered. You don't have to have ochelam solus. If you have a head of lettuce or a head of cabbage, and some of the leaves are so spoiled that they're not edible, so the fact that these are edible, these are not, that's also called shnei minim. Because one is oichel, one is tzelus, that's also called shnei minim. What if you have a head of lettuce, and some of the leaves are a little bit dried out, they're not so pretty. So in a fancy, expensive hotel, they're not going to serve it. Or a ritzy restaurant, they're not going to serve it. But basically, it's roi l'achila. If it would be at home, you would eat it. If you would be poor, you would eat it. It's not that it's absolutely spoiled. So that's only borer midirabbanan. That's not borer minatar. Borer minatar has to have shnei minim. The shnei minim either means shnei minim yochlem, or if it's the same min, the same head of lettuce, and some of the leaves of the lettuce are so spoiled, so rotten that they're not edible, so the fact that it's soulless makes it into shnei minim. Even though it's all lettuce and lettuce, that makes it into shnei minim. But if the leaves of the lettuce that you're throwing out a little bit dried out, but it's still basically roi l'achilas adam, then it's not called shnei minim. So since it's minechot, so that's only borer midirabban. That's not really. So the Rambam learns in this Gemara that not only did they permit hachone min amincha l'mayla from Matzoh Yom Kippur, that they even permit hashtikol malocha borer midirabban. We allow you to do the knivas yerek, which is a malocha borer midirabban from Matzoh Yom Kippur. I mean, so why should it be a violation of borer at all? That's the only way to get there. I don't know. Probably also it's only mutter if you do it miyad. Here, if you're going to do it, you're going to prepare it on Yom Kippur. Let's say I'm going to take off the peels from the banana on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, or from it's going to turn brown. Something else that doesn't, let's say, peanuts. I'll take off the klipa and I'll prepare it all on Yom Kippur and I'll eat it an hour later on Matzah Yom Kippur. So some of that is Bereira. If you're going to do Eichel Mitach Absolus Miyad Biyad, that's not a violation of Borer. So then the Ramah says, sometimes you can't do Eichel Mitach Absolus. Sometimes the Absolus is Makib to Eichel. So if you have to remove the shell that's on top of the peanuts, so that's also Derech Achila, but that's only provided that it's Miyad. But if I'm going to remove the shells, here it says Mefatzim Be'agoyzim. Here it says you do remove the shells. I don't know. Mefatzim Be'agoyzim just means you crack the shells. You don't remove the shells. I don't know. Maybe it means you crack all the shells and you leave it there. So I'm going to tell Yom Kippur they won't have to crack the shells, but they will. You can't do the brere, you can't do the burr on Yom Kippur because it's not going to be miyad. Maybe that's what it means. Mefatzim just means you crack the shells and you don't do the brere. If you do brer and it wouldn't be miyad, that would be on malocha derais. Maybe I guess that's what it has to mean over here. So what does the Gemara say over here? Nachamof. So the Gemara says, but forget about what you just gave a whole pilpul about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. He said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, maybe you would not blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no room to blow shofar late in the afternoon of Yom Kippur on Erev Shabbos, because the laws of Shabbos and Yom Kippur are identical. There's nothing that the Tkiyah Shofar is going to... There isn't going to be any Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos. There's nothing that's more Rasser now that it's Shabbos than there was also before on Yom Kippur. Craig DeGemara, that's true on the level of their Isa. But on the level of the Rabbanon, we know that it's not true. Veliska, why don't we do Tkiyah Shofar late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur? Why? Because on a regular Shabbos, we don't allow any hachana on Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. Even in Amincha Lamayla. On Yom Kippur, we do allow it. So what are we going to be mekabel over here? So Veliska, let's blow shofar. Ki hechi, the lady that everybody should know, the shori b'kniva sayerik men Amincha Ulamayla. What's the kasha? What, we should blow shofar on Yom Kippur late in the afternoon to announce that everyone should go do Knivas Yerek? That's what it means? No, it doesn't mean that. Rashi explains, when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're not going to be doing any Knivas Yerek. The next line of Gemara, you see like that. There's two lines later, you see like that. It doesn't mean that you should blow shofar late on Yom Kippur in the afternoon to announce, okay, everybody go home and do Knivas Yerek. No. The Gemara said they should blow shofar to be mekabel Tosef Shabbos early, that they should know that on Yom Kippur we allow Knivas Yerek and on Shabbos we don't allow Knivas Yerek. So there's something more chomer to Shabbos than Yom Kippur. So there's what to be mekabel Tosef. The Tosef Shabbos is going to be announced by Deit Kiyah Shofar. It's going to become Shabbos now, superimposed on top of the last half hour of Yom Kippur. So Sef Shabbos is going to be superimposed. And now from now on, we will not, after you blow the shofar, we will not allow the Knivas Yerek. Because it's Shabbos. It's Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shabbos. Every so often Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Here Yom Kippur fell out on a Friday. In our calendar, never happened. Here we're talking Yom Kippur fell out on a Friday. But the last half hour, when Mekabel Tosef is Shabbos, that becomes, the last half hour becomes Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos. So Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos, we don't allow Knivas Yerek. That's a machlekes in the Gemara coming up, the next Gemara. Gemara has a machlekes. This whole story of Knivas Yerek, we're not matir any Issa Deraisa on Yom Kippur in the afternoon. We're talking about an Issa Derabbanan. Either an Issa Derabbanan only of Hachana, or in addition to Hachane, the Rambam says it's an Isser of Borer Midrabbanan. Knivas Yerek is not Borer Minatara. If it was Borer Minatara, you wouldn't allow it. It's Borer Midrabbanan, and the Rambam holds they were Mekel on that too. Okay. So either it's only one Yamata, the one Isser of Hachane, believe Malacha, Yamata, the additional Isser of Malacha's Borer Midrabbanan. So the Gemara wants to know this, and why they allow it, Mipnei Agbas Nefesh. And on Shabbos, there's no consideration of Mipnei Agbas Nefesh. People breathing a whole day. So there isn't, whichever Hezbar of Agbas Nefesh you're going to take to enhance Agbas Nefesh, if you're going to say to enhance the Agbas Nefesh, well, Yom Kippur Shchol is the Shabbos, you do fast. You could say to enhance Agbas Nefesh, okay. But let's say on a normal Shabbos, forget about Yom Kippur Shchol is the Shabbos. On a normal Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to permit Knivas Yerek Men HaMincha L'mayla Mepnei Agbas Nefesh. On a normal Shabbos you're eating Shalashudas, people are stuffed, so you can't say you're enhancing the Inui. What Inui on a Shabbos? And you can't say there's going to be Agbas Nefesh from a Lav Malka. The people are going to be Chalashing, so they want to eat Lav Malka right away. The people are plotting, they just ate so much food, especially a short day Shabbos. So there's no, neither consideration of Agbas Nefesh exists on a normal Shabbos. So if you want to ask a question, why do we only permit Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur late in the afternoon? Why don't we allow it on a regular Shabbos? Push it why? The reason why you allow it on Yom Kippur doesn't exist, doesn't apply on a regular Shabbos. That's the simple reason. Is that the whole story? Or maybe the whole thing is a din, the whole prohibition is with the Rabbanan. Say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, so they gave the Hetzer. So the Hetzer was Mifnah, Masnavish, and a regular Shabbos doesn't apply. That's the whole story. Maybe you have to have called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, they write the Tikkun. Maybe you have to, the reason for the difference is with Ne'agmas Nefesh, but you have to say it in halachic terms. And maybe the halachic terms were like this. So just like on Shabbos, there's no heterach on Nefesh, and on Yom Tov, there is a heterach on Nefesh. So Shabbos, compared to Yom Kippur, Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha than Yom Kippur, at least Midi Rabbanan. So on a Shabbos, we don't allow Knibas Yerik, and on Yom Kippur, we do allow Knibas Yerik. What will be the nafkamina? Whether you clothe it in this fancy mask, and you say Shabbos has a higher Kedusha Sayyam, Yom Kippur has a lower Kedusha Sayyam, you're allowed to do it then, you're not allowed to do it then. Nafkamina will be, what if it's Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos? Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, so you have the consideration of Agmas Nefesh. He was fasting the whole day, and he's ready to Chalash. It is an Agmas Nefesh. Either the way Rashi learned to enhance the Agmas Nefesh of the Nisim on Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, or the way the Balamor said to prevent the Agmas Nefesh on Matzoy Shabbos, because they were fasting all day. So Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, that'll happen off Kamina. Does the heter of Knibas Yerek that the Tanoim always practice, we don't allow it because Rabbi said the people are not observing the restriction, they're doing it too early, Macharfi, so we did away with the whole heter, right? People don't know how to control themselves, so we don't allow anyone to do Kedem HaMincha, you're not allowed to, and we can't rely on people today, right? But Bizman HaTanoim, that they did allow till the days of Rabbi, that they used to rely on this heter, was it because whenever the reason applies, the heter applies, so then the reason even applies in Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos. But if you're going to cloak it in the garment of a hierarchy of the Kedusha Sayyim, then on Yom Tov you have a heter Echol Nefesh, on Shabbos you don't. On Yom Kippur you don't either, but on Yom Kippur is a lower level of Kedusha than Shabbos. On Yom Kippur there's a heter Knibas Yerek, and on Shabbos, which has a higher level of Kedusha, there's no heter. If you say it like that, then Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, even though the reasoning, the logic of Agmas Nefesh should apply, the heter won't apply. You have a lot of times like that in the Gemara. The Chacham have Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, that was for reason X. And then we say, call the Tikkun Rabbanan came D'Raisa Tikkun. They had a pattern, the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, after some din D'Raisa. So the Mele, once they formulated the Issa, it doesn't always go hand in hand with the Tam HaYissa. So a lot of times you'll have, there are cases where the Tam does not apply and the Issa will apply. It's a Leipzig Rabban. The case where the Tam does apply and the Issa doesn't apply. Because when they formulated the Issa, the nature of the Issa doesn't always go hand in hand with the Tam Issa. Because they wanted to formulate all the Dinam der Rabbanon, Kain der Issa. They wanted to pattern everything after Dinam der Issa. So that's the machlokes that the Gemara has. What's the din of Yom Kippur Shecholi is B'Shabbos? That's what the Gemara has later. Amar Rab Zeir, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Lama, Rab Baba, Amar Rav Huna, Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, Asa D'Knivas HaYerek. You're not allowed to. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mone, one of the Amoraim says, Tanya Nami Hoch, you have a brisa that says, like Rav Huna, Minayi Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, Asa D'Knivas HaYerek, Tamalai Meshabbos and Shvoz. It's a funny brisa, but they're learning out from a pasuk in Chumash. So that's where Rashi and Taisa say, it's clearly only in Asmachtam and the Rabbanim. How can you say Knivas Yerek, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanan? How can you make a drush on a pasuk that Knivas Yerek is only Mutti Yom Kippur, not Mutti on Shabbos? The whole topic is that in the Rabbanan, Heimam, Heimam. So Taisus says, it's all an Asmachtam in the Rabbanan. So the Brisa supports Rav Huna that the Heter only applies. Menai Yom Kippur Shcholi is B'Shabbos, also be Knivas Yerek. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what kind of Knivas Yerek is the Brisa referring to? If he's talking about that kind of Knibas Yerek that constitutes a Malacha Deraisa, either Kotzer or Tochin Dakdak or Borer, the three Pshatim and the two Pshatim from Tosis, the one Pshat from the Rambam, Malacha, you need a Pasuk Shabbos and Shavuos, Vaksivlo, it's Asaka Malacha. Of course it's Asa El Olava Knibas Yerek. The Brisa must be talking Knibas Yerek, the thing that's only awesome with the Rabbanon. And we allow it on Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'chol, but on Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, we wouldn't allow it. So the Gemara says, Shmamina. So Rabbana says, you see from the Brisa that Rav Huna is right. So that's what Rav Huna says. And there's a Brisa that backs him up. Then the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. It's permissible. You are allowed to. It all depends by the Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. So usually on the normal Shabbos, the other 49 Shabbosim of the year, there's no consideration of Agmas Nefesh. On Yom Kippur Shecholis B'Shabbos, where the consideration of Agmas Nefesh does apply, Rabbi Yechanan says there will be mutter. Well, what do you do with the Brisa? The Brisa says the Ferish, Menai Yom Kippur Shecholi is B'Shabbos, Shasa B'Knevas Yerek. So the question is, well, what kind of a Knevas Yerek is he talking about in the Brisa? Maybe he's talking about the Malacha. So the Gemara goes through the argument again. Lamai, what kind of Knevis Yerik is he talking about? Elaim or Lamalach, is he talking that kind of Knevis Yerik? That's either A, B, or C. Either Tochin Dak Tak, or it's Tordosh Menam Mechuba, or it's Borer. No, that's the Hamalacha Derais. It's the Hamalacha. So what does he quote? What does the Braisa quote? Pasuk Shabbos and Shavos. Elalav must be Knevis Yerik. The Braisa must go in this case of Rabbi Yechanan. That on a normal Yom Kippur Shecholi is Bechol, we allow the Knevis Yerik. And then Kippur Shecholi is Shabbos, we don't allow it. And so the Braisa contradicts Rabbi Yechanan. The Braisa supports Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, lo, Rabbi Yechanan, who disagrees, Liyaylam, he will hold the Malacha. It goes on, I'm doing a Knevis Yerik, that's a Malacha. If it's a Malacha, so of course it's also. The Gemara says, you're right. Lavrola Be'esev Eloi says, he over on the prohibitions of Shabbos and on the prohibitions of Yom Kippur. You're over on everything together. The Gemara in Gidal Nosha has a discussion of that. There is a klal, Ein Isachal Al Isa. If first there was one Isachal on it, and then you can't have a new Isachal. If the Isurim are both Chal B'Vasachas, so then you can't say Ein Isachal Al Isa. Which one is not Chal on top of which? They're both Chal B'Vasachas. But if clearly one was Chal first and the second Isa was Chal later, so then we have a rule, Ein Isachal Al Isa. It's learned that from a pasuk in the end of Per Gidal Nosha. So the Gemara there has a brisa from the Torah's Kohanim. One who does malacha on Yom Kippur Shecholius B'Shabbos is an issue of Ein Isachal Al Isa. Why is it Ein Isachal Al Isa? When the Kedusha Sayyim of Yom Kippur enters, so it's an Isa Basachas. It's Shabbos and Yom Kippur B'Basachas. So the Gemara says wrong. Shabbos is Kvir V'Kaima from Sheishis Mei Bereishis. All the Shabbosim, like we said 2 days ago and 3 days ago, all the Shabbosim are all a Hemshach of each other. So Shabbos came first. Shabbos came a long time ago. This Shabbos, Mishpatim, is a Hemshech of Le Shabbos Yisro, which in turn is a Hemshech of B'Shalach, all the Shabbos are a Hemshech. So Shabbos is considered as if it came first. And Yom Kippur is because we declared Kiddush HaChodesh, or even if Bezim was negligent, they didn't declare, so it becomes Krakid Shu B'Shamayim, so it becomes Rosh Chodesh automatically, Meveila becomes Rosh Hashanah, Meveila becomes Yom Kippur. So even though Yom Kippur Shecholi is B'Shabbos, the day is the same day, and the day enters B'Vasachas. The Shabbos of Yom Kippur should be considered an Isa B'Vasachas. The Gemara says wrong. It's considered an issue of Ein Isachal Al Isa. Can or cannot the Isurim of Yom Kippur be superimposed on top of the Isurim of Shabbos? Well, the Isurim of Yom Kippur are certainly Chal vis-a-vis eating, because on Shabbos there is no prohibition against eating. So that's Isachal Al Heta. The whole issue that the Gemara says there, Machloekes Satanan, the quote of Abraisa from the Sifro, from the Torah Karan, whole issue is on Mishos and Malacha B'Shoigeg. If somebody did Malacha B'Shoigeg and Yom Kippur, Shechol is B'Shabbos, is he chayv one chatos or is he chayv two chatos? If you do Malacha on Yontif B'Meizid, you're not chayv kores. So if you do Malacha B'Shoigeg, you're not chayv chatos. But if you do Malacha either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, B'Meizid, you're chayv kores. If you do B'Shoigeg, Yechayv Chatas, Mishnah, the first mission increases. One Hoytz Malacha B'Shabbos or B'Yom Kippur, B'Shoigeg is Chayv Chatas. So if it's Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, and he did Malacha B'Shoigeg, is he Chayv Shtei Chatas? Or should I say, Ein Isachal Al Isa? The Gemara says that's a Machloekes Satanoi. So one Tana holds Ein Isachal Al Isa. The Isur Malacha of Yom Kippur cannot be superimposed on top of the Isur Malacha of Shabbos, and it's not considered a Basachas. Is considered a bizarre hazeh. We consider it as if Shabbos came first, because Shabbos was there all along. We know in advance. From Sheshes May Breshes, we know exactly every week when Shabbos is going to be. Yom Kippur, you don't know. It could be a Shana Pshuta, Shana Moberes, Chodesh Malach, Chodesh Chaser. So every month you determine when Yom Kippur is going to be. It was just decided, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when Yom Kippur is going to be. So that's called Ein Isachal Al Isa. That's considered Shabbos came first, Yom Kippur came second. Very interesting Gemara. I remember years ago I told this Gemara to some person who thought that he was a big Talmid Chacham. So he said the Gemara doesn't exist. So I said, what do you mean it doesn't exist? He never learned it. So he said, it doesn't exist. So I said, well, give me a Gemara Chulin. So I showed him a Gemara. It can't be. He's such a great guy. And it can't be. So it says that it's a Torah Kohanim. So he didn't trust the Gemara. So he checked it up in the Torah Kohanim. And lo and behold, there it was. It's enough in the price in the Torah Kohanim. It's enough in the Gemara and Chul. The Gemara has a discussion. So the Gemara says, one Tana holds. I think the fellow is still just as arrogant as he was 40 years ago. Now he's a big Rosh Hashiva, same as he always was. Yeah. So I think the discussion the Gemara has about Yom Kippur, Shecholi is the Shabbos, whether it's Einis or Chalalisa with respect to Malacha. So one Tana holds it's Yironi Chayv Chatas for the Shabbos, Dike Isa Malacha. Inat Chayv Chatas for the Yom Kippur, Dike Isa Malacha. And the other Tana says, no, that this is considered an Isa Koilom. This is considered an Isa Koilom because Yom Kippur is chal with respect to the Isra Achila. On Shabbos, there's no prohibition against eating. Adarab, there's a mitzvah to eat. So Yom Kippur, Shechol is b'Shabbos, Yom Kippur is chal with respect to the Isra Achila. Whoever will eat on that Yom Kippur, Shechol is Shabbos will be chayv koris, that's for sure. So the question is, do you say only that part of Yom Kippur is chal when you get to the Isra Achila? Or even the other part of Yom Kippur when you get to the Isra Malach is also chal? So that's like an Isra Koilo. The second Isra has two parts to it. In Isra Achila, the Isra Yom Kippur is one Kedushas Hayoim. That's Mechayiv in Isra Malacha and Mechayiv in Inui. So half of the Dinam of Yom Kippur for sure Achal, the Isra Achila, certainly Achal, the Chamisha Inuyim. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, where the Isra Chal Al Isra, the Isra Koilo. If the second Isra is a broader Isra than the first one, it encompasses more than Malacha. The first Isra Shabbos only includes Isra Malacha. The second Isra Malacha of Yom Kippur goes together with an Isra Achila, and Isra Achila for sure is Chal. So maybe I should say Isra Kerlum, Nigur, that the second Isra is Chal. The Isra Yom Kippur is Chal with respect to Achila Shtia, so maybe it's also Chal ben Egeet and Malacha. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a Machloik of Satanayim. So you say Isra Chal al Isra be Isra Kerlum, if the second Isra is more inclusive than the first Isra. Machloik of Satanayim. So getting back over here, where do we leave off? Freg the Gemara, the line begins, we're about 15 lines from the top, before the middle of the Omer. Freg the Gemara, Veliska, why don't we say that when Yom Kippur is on an Erev Shabbos, we should be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? That what? Kihecha, the lady, the Shori, the Kniva, Sierek, Min Amincha, Lamayla, what? On a normal Yom Kippur, Shechal Bechol. On a normal Yom Kippur, Knivas Yerik is Mutter. On a normal Yom Kippur, Hachonis, what do you mean Knivas Yerik is Mutter? Hachonis, there is an Isa Hachonim Midirabana. Leave out the Rambam with the Knivas Yerik is in addition to Hachonis, it's also Malacha. That's a Chiddush. But how do all the Rishonim learn the Knivas Yerik? It's a head around the Hachonim. So on a normal Yom Kippur, we allow Hachana. The last half hour of Yom Kippur, that's Chal on Erev Shabbos, if we're going to be Mekabel Shabbos, we're going to make it the last half hour into Yom Kippur, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. So what's the din of Yom Kippur, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos? Do we still permit Knivas Yerik or not? So that's a Machlokes. So Rabbi Yochanan says we do allow it, Rav Huna says we don't allow it. How does the Rambam Paskin? It looks like the Rambam Paskin is that we don't allow it. Let's take a look, Perek Aleph and Shvisa Sosar, Halacha Gimel. It was a machlokes between Rav Yechon and Rav Huna whether the Braisa says beferish we don't allow it. So Rav Huna says that's what I said, we don't allow the Knivas Yerik. Rav Yechon says no, the Braisa goes lavrola balavi, yes, it goes on malocha deraisa, doesn't go on hachonis. So how does the Rambam Paskin and the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yechon? So it says here Perek Aleph and Shvisas Osor Halacha Gimel. Derek Aleph. Muta v'kanim v'sayerik v'yam v'kipurim min amin chalamayla. Ma'u ha'kinim sh'yarsar s'alim ha'mu'u pashos. The Rambam says that it's borer. V'yikatze tashar, and he chops up the rest. V'yisakin osa l'achili, you prepare it. That's what the Kes Mishnah quotes from the Ramach. How can you allow to remove the alam hamupasha? That's mamish bara, isn't it bara deraisa? So he says no, he's talking that it's nechalai deatchak alam upasha, it's not nifsal miachilo sod, it's real achilo sod, since it's all min echod, so it's not a real isa deraisa bara, it's only an isa derabbanon. So on the Yom Kippur we would allow chemifatzim agayzim and amincha lamayim pnei agbas nefesh Yom Kippur shchali is b'shabes also b'knivas yereg ubepitzias egoizim ubefrichas rimayim kol ayom. Not only do we prohibit it, Kodem HaMincha, even Min HaMincha HaMayel, we also don't allow it. Yom Kippur, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, also B'Knivas Yerik, B'Ptzias HaGoyzim, How did the Rambam know to paskin like Rav Huna against Rabbi Yochanan? So the Hagos Maimoni says it's a big machlokes Amoraim, ka Amoroi Basroi, Rav Zera, Rav Huna, veloki Rabbi Yochanan Deshori, avogav Tatanya Kavosi. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan was a student of Rabbi Yudal Nasi. Rav Huna was later, Rav Huna, Rav Zera. So he says, Amoroi Basroi, Hilchasa ke Basroi. Whenever there's a machlokes Amoraim, so after the days of Abai v'Rav v'Yelech, we pass in Hilchasa ke Basroi. So he says, that's how the Rambam and these Rishonim knew the dinners like that. Now we don't allow it anymore. The Gemara came to the conclusion, Bei Rabba, in Rabba's home, he saw that it's not working because they were doing it too early, so he didn't allow. So the Rambam says, Farnoga ha'om b'shinor u'b'mayrev, shaloyasu achas m'kalele b'yom atzom, alareya kishabil chodvar. He says, the minig is like Rabba. Rabba, the Gemara presented that Rabba had a problem with his wife, or with his workers in the kitchen, whoever, in Shibesa. In Shibesa usually means with his wife, Mrs. Rabba. So whoever he had a problem with said, maybe that's only Rabba. So the Rambam says, the meaning is that we all treat our families like Rabba, we don't permit it anymore. But he says, Mi'ikar Adin, the halacha is, that on a Yom Kippur, on the weekdays, we allow Knivas Yerk, Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, we don't allow, so Nachamo. So Yom Kippur, late in the afternoon, Min HaMincha L'mailo on Yom Kippur, we would allow Knivas Yerk. The last half hour, though, we should announce, you should be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. What do you mean Tosefes Shabbos? There's no Heter Rechel Nevesh, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. What is Tosefes? How is it going to be demonstrated? So we said before in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll stop Haktoras Emure Yom Kippur. So we said before, well, that's only possible on the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing to discuss. And now the Gemara says, no, outside the Beis HaMikdash is what to discuss on a level of the Rabbanon, that we allow Knivas Yerek on a Yom Kippur Min HaMincha L'mayla, but the last half hour, you're going to superimpose Shabbos on top of Yom Kippur. It's going to become Yom Kippur Shecholis B'Shabbos. So Yom Kippur Shecholis B'Shabbos, we don't allow the Knivas Yerek. So I mean, HaMincha L'mayla, they're going to daven, they have to daven Nila also on Yom Kippur. Nila takes forever. So I mean, HaMincha L'mayla is going to be an hour and a half before Shkia. The rabbi is going to make an announcement. Everybody go home, take care of Knivas Yerek. But hustle, hurry up, because we're going to make everybody be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. And soon the last half hour will become Yom Kippur Shecholis B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why don't we do Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur Shecholis B'Erev Shabbos? All over the world we should do Tkiyah Shofar. Before the Yes V'Liska, let's blow in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim should stop Haktoras Emurim the last half hour. Because Chel B'Yom Kippur Einim Kreivim B'Shabbos. Now the Gemara is asking, V'Liska, let's blow Shofar all over the world. Everyone should know that on Yom Kippur Shecholis B'Shabbos we don't allow Knivas Yerek, and on a regular Yom Kippur Shechol B'Chol we do allow the Hachonis. So on the level of the Rabbanon, there is a Tosefes Shabbos that can be demonstrated all over the world. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, you are absolutely right. Everyone should be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos in all the shuls. The gabbai should get up and make a klap on Yom Kippur a half an hour before the shkia. The rabbi should announce in advance, hurry up, because today you can't do Knivas Yerek all afternoon, only for half an hour, or for an hour time. The last half hour, we're all going to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, we're going to abstain from Knivas Yerek. So the Gemara's question was, so why not blow shofar to make a piersum, a public proclamation, a public demonstration that we're mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? The Gemara says, what do you mean? But to blow shofar on Yom Kippur is the Hanisa de Rabbanan. So does this make sense? You should blow shofar and for the Gemara, Lefi Shein Dechem Shavuos Lehatir. Rav Yehuda says it doesn't make any sense. You want to permit the Hanisa de Rabbanan. Tkiyah shofar is Chokh Mevein HaMalacha. But it's awesome de Rabbanan. Bottom line, it's awesome de Rabbanan. So you want to say, well, but this is Makam Mitzvah. When it's Yontav Shecholi is Be'er Shabbos, we do Tkiyah shofar. We do Tkiyah shofar to announce. So when it's Yontif Shecholiyos, when it's Yom Kippur Shecholiyos, when it's Yom Kippur Shecholiyos Be'er Shabbos, so the Gemara says, we should also blow shofar to announce that we're now mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. We're not allowed to do any more hachonis. So the Gemara says, no, lefi shein doichem shvus lehatir. What does it mean lehatir? But this is lesser. We're going to allow hachonis. Min HaMincha L'mayla for an hour, then the last half hour before the Shki, we won't allow Hachonis. So this is Hidkir Shefa Lesser. Why is this Lahatir? What's Pshat in the Gemara? So Rashi explains the original Kenivas Yerek, there are different forms over here. You can set the table from a tzor, you take out the plates, you take out the forks and knives, you put the bread on the table. All kinds of achonas you can do. So that taka you can do on Yom Kippur, Shecholis, Be'er, Shabbos, up until the last half hour. But the original Knivas Yerek, to prepare the vegetables, this whole heter is known as Knivas Yerek. The Brisa calls it Knivas Yerek, they all talk Knivas Yerek. Included under the category of Knivas Yerek is also to do all the other hachanas. But the original terminology, the original expression Knivas Yerek, refers to preparing the vegetables, ripping off the tops of the vegetables, chopping up a little bit and so on. So the Rashi explains, Bana Gemara, they never used to eat any of the vegetables raw. So they have to cook everything. So on Yom Kippur you can't cook it, and tonight is going to be Shabbos, you can't cook it. So the original Knivas Yerek ain't going to do Bechlal. On Yom Kippur Shechol is B'Shabbos. He may be doing other hachonas, he may be setting the table and putting the food on the table, he may be doing other things. But the real bona fide Knivas Yerek, the original Takona Knivas Yerek, that you're not going to do today on Shabbos. So what are you going to accomplish by the Tkiya Shofar? So you'll accomplish that they won't set the table in the last half hour. Yeah, but somehow Rashi learns in the Gemara is at this concentrating on the Knivas Yerek. So this year Yom Kippur Shechol Shabbos can't do any Knivas Yerek anyway. So we're going to blow Shofar to announce that now it's the last half hour is Yom Kippur Shechol Shabbos. We don't allow Knivas Yerek. But this Yom Kippur we don't allow anyway. But we're gonna blow the Shofar to announce we didn't allow Knivas Yerek even before the last half hour, because who's going to eat any vegetables? We're going to blow the Shofar to advertise, to announce that on a normal Yom Kippur, Shalokh Aliyah's Be'erev Shabbos, we will allow Knivas Yerek. So he says, make a clap on the shtender. Let the Gabbai make an announcement. What are you going to make the announcement with? A Chilul Yontif D'Rabbanan. He says, we don't, how does he use the Lashon? Ein Doichen Shvus Lehater. We're going to be Doichen the Shvus of Tkiyah Shofar, which is a Chachma Veinu Malacha. We don't permit Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur. So now you want to violate that, you want to be doicha that. L'tzorach Godel, we are doicha that. L'tzorach Godel, we are. So he says, what's the tzorach over here? To be mefarsim the din, the het, the knivas yerek. To tell me that the knivas yerek is only muta up until the last half hour is usher. So that, but today we don't allow the knivas yerek at all, because the Erev Shabbos don't going to eat any yerek. I guess neget to setting the table, I don't know. So Rashi learns in the Gemara, the main heter really goes on the Knivas Yerek. So today it's not going to be done anyway, because you're not going to cook the vegetables. No one's going to eat it anyway, raw vegetables. So you're going to blow Shofar in order to be advertised the din that a normal Yom Kippur late in the afternoon and Amchalamal Yolak Knivas Yerek. So this is the Klal Zakta, Ein Doichen Shvus Lehatir. Ein Doichen Shvus Lehatir. The next Amora disagrees. What does he say? Avshei shebrei deravidi amar. What does Rashi say? Liyolam Rashi adzan. We don't have this in the text of the Gemara. Rashi adzan. Avshei shebrei deravidi amar. Liyolam derchen shvus lahatir. I don't agree with Rabbi Yosef. So what does he mean? I haven mivoylan hetereho idna. If by blowing Shofar I would be advertising a kula now, so I would even allow you to be doicha the shvus of tkiya Shofar to lead up to a kula, not only to lead up to a chumer, that the last half hour you shouldn't do malacha, even if it's to lead up to a kula now, I would also allow it. I will hash the lo mboil on kniva serg b'yam kibish choliz b'erv Shabbos. But now this Shabbos, the whole thing is not relevant. Today yam kibish choliz b'erv Shabbos. They're not going to eat the raw vegetables on Leil Shabbos. Nobody eats raw vegetables. So the whole purpose of the Shavuos Lahatir is going to be for next year, for sometime in the future. So that's what he says he doesn't hold from. So he says a different word, a different restriction. Shavuos Rechoika, Shavuos Kerovah Hitiru. Shvus v'chayka loy hitiru. He says, I don't have to agree with Rav Yosef. The world's going to come to the maskana like Rav Yosef. And the machrat, the kid of Rav Yosef, they're going to say Rav Yosef is right. That the correct answer is, endechen shvus lahatim. But Rav Sheshe Beide Arvid originally thought you can dingzuch with him. Even if you say, afilu teimor, Rashi says, liyolam derchen shvus lahatir. But it has to be that it's needed for now. Shvus karoi vehitiru, shvus v'chayka lahitiru. If it's not for today, if it's for next year, if for 2 years from now, it's not relevant to today, then you're not matir. What kind of balashan is that? Shvus karoi vehitiru, shvus v'chayka lahitiru. Why? Because the people are going to forget. That's why you want to teach them a lesson. So we're going to blow shofar today, and everybody will remember that the Tkir shofar indicates the Mekabel Tosefta Shabbos, that Shabbos has a mila over Yom Kippur, and Kippur has a heter Knevas Yerik, and Shabbos doesn't have a heter Knevas Yerik. So today, this Yom Kippur didn't have any heter Knevas Yerik because it's Chaliyah's B'Shabbos. It's Chaliyah's Be'er Shabbos, and no one's eating any vegetables anyway. Yom Kippur, they're not eating any vegetables, and Matzah Yom Kippur, they're going to be raw. They're not going to eat any vegetables. So today, the whole thing is irrelevant. So what are you going to say? The relevance of the Kiyush Shabbos is going to be Lasid Lava next year, 2 years from now. By that time, they'll forget. That's the reason why. Shvus Kerev Hitiru. Shvus Uchayk Alo Hitiru. That's not the reason why. The same expression appears in Sochem Daf Mem Zayin. But the Gemara is talking about a different topic. The Gemara there, that's the Gemara that we spoke about a few times. The Gemara is talking there about Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara began Mem Vav on the base. Erev Tavshilin is an institution that was invented in Midrash Rabbanim. In Atar, you're permitted to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says, why? So that was Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda. The Rabba says, Hoyel, even though I'm cooking on Yontif, my Kavana is L'Shem Shabbos, that the Halacha says, Menater, you ignore the Kavana Sagavis. Since the situation, theoretically, could have set itself up as one of Echon Nefesh on Yontif, if I would invite all the Jews in the city, they can eat up all the food today on Yontif. So that's called Echon Nefesh. On the level of the Raisa, that's called Echon Nefesh. You don't need Kavana Sagavis. Even though this Kavana Lahefach, his intention clearly is not to eat the food today. It doesn't matter. You don't need Kavanas Agava. Echol Nefesh sets itself up automatically by the nature of the situation. And Rav Chizda, the next Amora, doesn't agree. He says, no, you need Kavanas Agava. But since his Kavanah cooking today is to eat it tomorrow, if he cooks on Yontav, I'd like to eat it next week, then Rav Chizda holds you like it. But if it's cooking on Shabbos, a diet to eat, cooking on Yontav, a diet to eat tomorrow on Shabbos, so that's what the Gemara says, Tzorchi Shabbos Nasim Yontav, and Rashi and the Ramban said, because Kedusha Achad, fine. So he's cooking today for today, and today for tomorrow is also today. Tomorrow is a different day on the calendar, you turn over the day, but it's one long Kedusha Sayyam, it's Kedusha Achad, Yom Arichta, for the 48 hours. They have one long Kedusha Sayyam, so it's cooking today for today. Cooking today for the same day that has the Kedusha Yom. So the Gemara asks Akasha. There is a Mishnah in Menachos that says that every week they would bake the lechem upon him on Friday and put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos. They would sit there the whole week. So the Gemara, then the Mishnah says, what if Friday happens to be Yom Tov? So you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him. Not allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Yom Tov. You have to bake it on Thursday. And if Thursday and Friday are Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, apparently, you have sometimes Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah. So then they would have to bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday. That's the mission. So the more effect akasha, but if you hold that Tzorchi Shabbos Nasim, if you hold Hodli Mik Lechem Chozile Hashtanah Michozile, then the guy's baking lechem upon him, that's all Hegdish. So no one's allowed to eat the Hegdish. So then we don't have any kashas. If you hold like Rabbi, then no problems. But if you hold like Rav Chizde, so the more effect akasha, if Tzorche Shabbos Nasim beyond, if you're allowed to cook on today for tomorrow, because today's Shabbos, today's Yom Tov, tomorrow's Shabbos, you're allowed to cook today for tomorrow, so you should be allowed to cook today for next Shabbos. They're going to put the lechem upon him on the Shulchan tomorrow. Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. I'm going to bake the lechem upon him today, put it on the Shulchan tomorrow, and the Kohanim will eat it next Shabbos. So the Gemara says that should also be Tzorche Shabbos, next Shabbos, Nasim beyond. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara, that's how you see from the Gemara. Someone made a suggestion, maybe it should be Tzorche Shabbos Nasim beyond, to put it on the Shulchan. I don't know, but from the Gemara it sounds like it goes on the eating of the Lechem Apon, like Rashi said. So the Gemara asks, let's consider that Tzorche Shabbos Nasim beyond. All the Shabbos are connected, all Shabbos are Hemshech, And today is there Tere Yontav is Chalias on Erev Shabbos. That's Kedusha Achaz. So the Kedusha Achaz not only links today is Yontav, but tomorrow links it with next Shabbos, because all the Shabbosim are linked to each other. And Yontav is linked onto Shabbos, so all the Shabbosim are linked to this Yontav. So let it be allowed to bake the Lechem upon him today on Yontav, I'll dust that the Kohanim will eat it next Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you're right. Men HaTorah, it's really mutter, according to Rav Chisda, because Tzorchei Shabbos dance on the Yontav. But Shvus Kroi Behitiru, Shvus V'choyke Lo Hitiru. Since it's for next Shabbos, it's not for this Shabbos, since it's for next Shabbos, so that's why we don't allow it, Men the Rabbon.
Well, then, what do you see in that case that we wouldn't have Lechem upon him? Because, and it sounds kind of, maybe, Rosh Hashanah here, that you, the
only reason that you're going to have 2 days of
Rosh Hashanah in the Mikdash is
because you didn't know that the first day wasn't Rosh Hashanah, and you had to bake coming. So you couldn't have baked it Wednesday, because if you would know that Rosh Hashanah was really going to be the second day. You can always bake it on Wednesday. But it's smarter to bake it on Erev Shabbos so it shouldn't get stale. You want to bake it as close as possible to Shabbos. You can always bake it on Sunday and put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos. The Sechel dictates you bake it as late as you can. So if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday and Friday.
No.
You bake it the last possible chance before the Issa Malacha sets in. So again, so this Gemara says in Sachim, the Gemara's Kashwa Halibah de Rav Chisda. He holds Tzachi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontiv. So why, if the Mishnah says in Menachas, that normally you bake lechem upon him on Thursday, but if Thursday is Yontav, you don't bake lechem upon him. Mar says, why not? Let it be. Tzorchei Shabbos, not Yontav. When are you going to eat it? Next Shabbos. Shabbos, Parshas, Truma. So Erev Shabbos, Parshas, Mishpatim is a Yontav of some sort. So if Erev Shabbos, Mishpatim is a Yontav, so it should be Tzorchei Shabbos of Truma, not Yontav, Yontav. I should be allowed to do it. So the Gemara answers, Men HaTorah, you're right. But with the Rabbanan we don't allow it because Shvus Kerei Vehitiru, Shvus V'choyke Lo Hitiru. We only allow it, so it's not because, it's not like we said in Agamah, by the time it's going to come next year or 2 years from now, we will already forget that there's a Heter. What are we going to accomplish by blowing Shofar? We're going to be Doicha Nisa the Rabbanan of blowing Shofar. Tchiyah Shofar is not allowed. So the Gemara says, we're only Doicha Tchiyah Shofar if it's a Shvus Kroiva, if you're going to accomplish something now. If the accomplishment is going to be to teach us a lesson for 3 years from now, so that doesn't make any sense. So it's not because it's a distant future you may forget. No. This Gemara is not talking, this Gemara Mesachim, Daf Mem Zayin, is not talking about a distant future. He's talking it's going to be immediate. I'm going to bake the lechem upon him and put it on the Shulchan tomorrow, and I'm going to eat it next Shabbos. So the Gemara says, we don't. Not a question of somebody forgetting. Who's going to forget? The Rabbanim, the Kohanim, and the Beit Hamikdash, they're going to know what's happening. There's not going to be any michshal, any mistake. It's Kohanim's Yizmein. So the Gemara says, not a question of forgetting, because it's going to be a gap. There's going to be a gap in the memory. No, it's halacha. We are not mako for the future. It has to be a heter for now. Like there's a din eser dechalai ses. So the din of eser dechalai ses requires biidna. The Esa is only Dechal Esa, that's how the Gemara says, where was it? Kuflami Gimel. The Gemara says, they only allow Esa Dechal Esa if it's going to be Biyidna, if it's going to be simultaneous. I'm going to violate the Esa now, and that will enable me to fulfill the Mitzvah Esa tomorrow, or another hour, so that's not Biyidna, that's not allowed. So here, it's not going to be Biyidna, but we're talking over here about a Din de Rabbanan. We're not talking about a blowing Shofar is not a Nisa de Raisa on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. We're talking about a Nisa de Rabbanan. So we say sometimes we allow we are doiche tkiya shofar. We're only doiche if the tzorech mitzvah is going to be a tzorech. You can't say biidna, mamish biidna. If it's a tzorech hayom, it has to be a tzorech hayom. If it's a shvus v'chayka, that's lohitiru. If it's not a tzorech hayom, we wouldn't permit it. We would not permit it. It's not a shaila forgetting. Take for example, it says in the Shulchan Aruch. If Yontif falls out on Thursday and Friday, and you make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, to be allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, so when are you allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? So the din is, you're only allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Thursday for Shabbos. Why not? So the Magen Avraham gives two explanations. So the simple explanation is, Pashut, you don't need a Magen Avraham, because Thursday is the Yontif Deraisa. Yontif is not Samach L'Shabbos. So the Pashtus is that why should you allow cooking on Thursday for Shabbos? Cook on Friday. Friday is cold. So what's the whole problem? Friday is only Yom Tov Minderabbanan. So why allow cooking? True, if you're like Rabbi holds, Chazal Miklechem, Chazal Hashanah, Michazal, on the level of the Raisa, it's mutter to cook on Sunday. If Yom Tov is Sunday, you're allowed to cook on Sunday for Shabbos. You can cook on Sunday for Monday. Oifim Yom Tov L'chol is mutter min HaTorah. But it's also Minderabbanan. So they only allow it if it's really Litzor. So the Pashat explanation, why you're not allowed to cook on the first day Yom Tov, on Thursday for Shabbos, because Thursday is Yom Tov Deraisa, Friday is Yom Tov Derabbanan. So why you allow the person to violate a Malacha Deraisa? Do a Malacha Derabbanan on Yom Tov, on the second day Yom Tov. Magen Avraham gives a different reason though. He quotes, because Shvus Kerov Hitiru, Shvus V'chayka Lo Hitiru. What does that mean? Shvus Kerov Hitiru, we don't allow you to do a Malacha of cooking on Thursday for Shabbos. You should do the Malacha on Friday for Shabbos. One day next to the other, that's Shvus Kerov. Shvus V'chayka Lo Hitiru. Magen Avraham quotes it from earlier Pesukim. What does that mean? I think that means also Be'idna. Just like on the level of the Raisa, you only say Yesedechaloytes if it's Be'idna, literally Be'idna. So here it has to be Be'idna the same day. When you cook, it says in the Chumash, Vayyabai Mashish, Vechinu es Ashayaviyu. There's a mitzvah to do Hachonis on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. So when you cook on Thursday for Shabbos, that's not really the mitzvah of Vechinu. The mitzvah of Vechinu is really, some people do their cooking on Thursday, they set the table on Thursday night, everything is set already. So Mishnah Berurah says if you have to go to work on Friday, you got no choice. But he says the real mitzvah is to do the hachanas on Friday morning. That's why he says you can even go shopping before you daven shacharis. The Bir Halacha raised the possibility. Should he be allowed to go shopping on Friday morning for Shabbos before shacharis? Because that's not your own tzarachim, that's the tzarchi gavoy. It's a tzarach mitzvah. So the cooking of food that you do on Friday for Shabbos, that's a kiyam mitzvah. So that's a little bit like Esa Dechaloy Sesei. If Yom Tov is on Friday and I'm cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Minatar, it's mutter. To cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Either Rabbi or Chizda, however you slice it, it's mutter. But with the Rabbanah, they don't allow us to make an Erev Tavshilim. So then with the Erev Tavshilim, we only allow Shvus Kareva. The cooking on Friday cooking on Yom Tov is a malacha. I'm not cooking for Yom Tov, but it's a mitzvah of Hachone for Shabbos. If I'm going to cook on Thursday, that's not a mitzvah of Hachone. Even a shayla, if you made an Erev Tavshilim, are you allowed to cook on Thursday night for Shabbos? Thursday night is Yom Tov Sheni already. It's not Yom Tov Rishon. Are you permitted to cook on Leil Yom Tov Sheni for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilim? It's not explicit lehet. It doesn't say explicitly that it's mutter. I think Reb Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva where he sounds like he implies that you're not allowed to. It sounds like he raises the issue. And the Tuf Tamid Das, you get the impression that he says that it's not allowed because the mitzvah of Hachana for Shabbos is only on Friday in the daytime. On Thursday night is not the mitzvah of Hachana. So that's also Shvus V'chayka. Yeah. If the reason why you're not allowed to cook on the first day for Shabbos is because first day is Yom Tov Deraisa, so Thursday night is better the second day Yom Tov. But if we say Shvus V'chayka lo yitiru, only Shvus Kareva, so it could mean that Shvus Kareva, what do you mean? Closer, further away? No. It could mean that called Be'idna. When you cook on Friday in the daytime, that's like Esed Deicha Loisese on the level of the Rabbana. On the level of the Raisa, you can't apply. It's a Loisese V'Ese to do Melacha on Yom Tov. But on the level of the Rabbana, it's something like Esed Deicha Loisese. It's called Be'idna. It's in a certain vague way, it's called Be'idna. All the cooking that you do on Friday is a mitzvah of Hachana for Shabbos. So that's called Shvus Kareva Hitiva. That's perhaps what the Gemara says over here. It does mean you may forget till next year. The whole relevance of blowing shofar is only going to be for the future. It's not relevant today. For the Knivas Yerek, for the setting the table, it will be relevant. The last FL won't be allowed to set the table. But the Gemara says the Iker Takana was for the Knivas Yerek. So it's irrelevant today because no one's going to eat raw vegetables on Leil Shabbos. So that's how Rashi runs. So that's called Shvus V'chayka Loi Hitiru. To allow Tkiya Shofar today and should be relevant in a year from now, that's not right. Has to be a Sabiyidna over here. Has to be for now. Like maybe tomorrow we'll have to finish up. We have finished almost the whole Gemara. We have a little bit left, just a little bit more Gemara and Rashi and a little bit Taisis, and then we'll go to Kufal. Go to Daf Kufal for now.
The Rashi says right there.